KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. This show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Make sure you protect your online data today at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, Joe Biden is now saying true things about the risk of nuclear war with Russia. The problem is he has no strategy to deal with it. And when he says these true things publicly, all he does is increase the incentive for Vladimir Putin to threaten the use of nuclear weapons. See, here's the thing about being president. It's a different job than what I do for a living. What I do for a living is I explain to people how politics works. I try to give a bird's eye view of what is going on a daily basis from a conservative perspective. What Joe Biden does is governance, and governance requires that you actually have an eye on policy. You have an eye on what exactly you are going to do. When you are Joe Biden, however, you apparently don't think about this, and this is why it's a real problem what he said to a bunch of donors, even though I agree with much of what he said to the donors. There are certain things you don't say out loud in public if you're the president of the United States because you are skewing the incentive structure for your enemies. And this is a perfect example of that. So here's what Joe Biden said, according to the Associated Press. He said on Thursday that the risk of nuclear Armageddon is at the highest level since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis, as Russian officials speak of the possibility of using tactical nuclear weapons after suffering massive setbacks in the eight-month invasion of Ukraine. Speaking at a fundraiser for the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, Biden said that Putin was, quote, a guy I know fairly well, and that the Russian leader was not joking when he talks about the use of tactical nuclear weapons or biological or chemical weapons. He added, quote, we have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis. He suggested the threat from Putin is real because his military is, you might say, significantly underperforming. Now, you've heard me say the same thing. I actually agree with every word of that. The thing is, I'm not the president of the United States who is currently pursuing an extraordinarily strenuous war with the Russians, including the use of American material and funding. Here's the problem. If you're the president of the United States and you are pursuing a strategy that basically says Ukraine wins, Russia loses, this means one of two things has to happen. One, you think that Vladimir Putin is bluffing. You think that when he's talking about the use of biological, nuclear, chemical weapons, that he's lying, that that isn't true. And the reason that that isn't true is because he is so fearful of the United States' response or NATO's response that he's just not going to do it. And so we are going to call his bluff, and we are going to essentially do the militaristic thing. Right? And we're just going to continue along our merry way funding the Ukrainians in this war, even if they are pushing into the Donbass region, even if they are now pushing into Crimea, even if they've already pushed beyond the borders of this war from when the war first began, right? If they're pushing back on the 2014 territorial gains made by the Russians. And so that is possibility number one, is you think Putin's bluffing. But Biden just took that off the table, right? He says he doesn't think that Putin is bluffing, which means that you better damn well have a strategic deterrent available in order to dissuade Vladimir Putin from using nuclear weapons, tactical nuclear weapons. And this is the part that Biden doesn't actually talk about. He doesn't actually say what it is that we will do to deter Vladimir Putin from using his nuclear weapons. Because we obviously take the threat seriously. So that means that we must have some sort of response that is dissuading Vladimir Putin from using his nuclear weapons. And Biden apparently said nothing about that. Which means that, effectively speaking, Putin now knows Biden's mind. And he knows that he's got Biden over a barrel. Because if Biden has no strategic response to the possibility of use of nuclear weapons, then that means that there's going to have to be an off-ramp. And it means that Putin actually has the whip hand in seeking the off-ramp. See, if you're seeking a credible off-ramp here, what you'd really want to do is say to Russia, listen, we don't fear you. Your best opportunity to get something out of this deal is to take the off-ramp. But if what you're saying to Vladimir Putin is, we do fear you. We fear you're going to use nuclear weapons. We have no good strategic response to dissuade you from doing so. Who then has the upper hand? Vladimir Putin has the upper hand in those negotiations. By the way, the evidence that Vladimir Putin has the upper hand in the negotiations actually comes courtesy of the North Koreans. Okay, there's a reason why North Korea is suddenly increasing its missile tests. You may not have noticed it because there's so much going on in the news. But according to The Guardian, millions of residents of northern Japan will have felt a sense of deja vu on Tuesday morning when they were alerted to a North Korean missile flying overhead. 5 years earlier, they had twice been shaken from their slumber by Japanese government warnings to seek shelter after missile launches by Pyongyang. The intermediate range missile involved in this week's test was far from buzzing the rooftops of Hokkaido farmhouses. It flew at an altitude of 1,000 kilometers as it made its way to the Pacific Ocean, where it splashed down without incident, about 3,000 kilometers east of Japan. But it caused a lot of anxiety among residents. North Korea has been ramping up dramatically its use of missile technology, trying to freak the West out, because this is what North Korea does. Basically, North Korea constantly participates in nuclear rent-seeking. They threaten the use of nuclear weapons, they threaten the use of missiles, and then they hope that somebody hands them money. They basically engage in blackmail against the West. And they tend to ramp that up when they believe that the West is fearful, when they believe that the West is vulnerable. And this happens to be that particular time. According to the UK Guardian, in strategic terms, Pyongyang's more assertive behavior is a consequence of global political instability that has given it an opportunity to provoke its neighbors without fear of inviting another round of sanctions. The war in Ukraine has not only become a distraction for Joe Biden, it has opened the door to closer ties between Pyongyang and Moscow, while recent Chinese military activity in the Taiwan Strait has enabled the North to exploit rising tensions between Washington and Beijing. North Korea is a case in point, like a perfect case in point of, if you get one nuke, you can remain in power literally forever. That's how strong the nuclear deterrent is. And so the North Koreans are currently looking at how the West is treating Vladimir Putin, taking his threats incredibly seriously, as they should, but without any real sort of strategic attempt at deterrence. And they're thinking, we can do whatever we want. We can now blackmail the West in the same way that Vladimir Putin is blackmailing the West. More on this in just a moment. But first, if you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride for the last couple of years, from the pandemic to inflation to incipient recession. I'm sure that you could use a break. Innovation Refunds can help you out. If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. There's no payback. It is a refund on your taxes. The challenge is, how do you get your hands on it? How do you cut through the red tape, get your business the refund money? Well, you head on over to GetRefunds.com. Their team of tax attorneys are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you, too. They do all the work, no charge up front. Simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just head on over to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few quick questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time, so you need to get started right now. Don't miss out. Head on over to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com, 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 to start saving money today. According to The Guardian, the heady days of unity on display in 2017, when the UN Security Council, including Russia and China, imposed heavy sanctions on the North, are over. Disunity means more serious provocations lie on the horizon as the North continues to exploit Ukraine, Taiwan, and a hamstrung Security Council to push its status as legitimate nuclear state. So again, the evidence that people do not fear the United States and do not fear the West if they have a nuclear weapon, which is why Iran is desperately seeking a nuclear weapon right now. A nuke means that you can now hold the West hostage. It's because of language like the language that Joe Biden is using. When he says that we are very close to nuclear Armageddon, and then he's not making clear what he would do if a tactical nuclear weapon were used in Ukraine to dissuade Vladimir Putin from doing that. Like, a credible deterrent relies on the naked display of possibility of power. That is what happens here. And the great lie of the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis is that it ended because JFK was strong. The truth is it ended because JFK made a bunch of concessions about use of American missiles and the American missile shield in places like Turkey. There's an actual trade of Jupiter missiles in Turkey for the missiles that were being put in Cuba. Okay, but the bottom line here is this. Biden has now limited his options because he said this stuff publicly. According to the Associated Press, U.S. officials for months have warned of the prospect that Russia could use weapons of mass destruction in Ukraine as it has faced a series of strategic setbacks on the battlefield, though Biden's remarks marked the starkest warnings yet issued by the U.S. government about the nuclear stakes. It was not immediately clear whether Biden was referring to any new assessment of Russian intentions. As recently as this week, U.S. officials said they have seen no change to Russia's nuclear forces that require a change in the alert posture of U.S. nuclear forces. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said on Tuesday, quote, "We've not seen any reason to adjust our own strategic nuclear posture, nor do we have indication that Russia is preparing to imminently use nuclear weapons." So, again, Joe Biden is saying what his administration is not, right? His administration is saying, we're not seeing any sea change here. We think that it's quite possible that a bluff is happening. But meanwhile, you have Joe Biden out there saying it's not a bluff. Biden challenged the Russian nuclear doctrine, warning that the use of lower-yield tactical weapons could quickly spiral out of control into global destruction. He said, "I don't think there's any such thing as the ability to easily use a tactical nuclear weapon and not end up with Armageddon." He added he was still trying to figure out an off-ramp for Putin in Ukraine. He says, where does he find a way out? Where does he find himself in a position that does not only lose face but lose significant power within Russia? And again, the question really is one for the United States to pose. Like, what off-ramp are you offering to Vladimir Putin if you're doing this? So if you are going to take the Russian threat seriously, then you have to say, on the one hand, what David Petraeus said, right, the former commander of CENTCOM, you're going to have to say to Vladimir Putin, if you use a tactical nuclear weapon, we are going to sink every ship in the Baltic. We are going to take out all strategic Russian forces in the Ukrainian region, all of them, and we will use NATO forces to do that. So you better not use a tactical nuclear weapon, or you're going to end up on the wrong side of the stick. And simultaneously, we are offering you this carrot. Here's an off-ramp. You get to keep certain parts of the Donbass region. You get to keep Crimea, and that's the off-ramp. You need a carrot. I need a stick. The problem is that Joe Biden is not making clear exactly what the carrot is or what the stick is. All that he's making clear is that he takes Vladimir Putin incredibly seriously, which means that Vladimir Putin now has the miscalculation of thinking that he has Biden over barrel because of his threats to use nuclear weapons. And meanwhile, the Biden administration is being excessively unclear about what it actually means, what are its limits in Ukraine. So if you really fear nuclear war, then are you really willing to arm the Ukrainians with significant forward weaponry? Like, how far are you willing to go? Again, you could be willing to do both, but you have to make that clear. You can say to the Russians, listen, your best off-ramp is now. And your best off-ramp is now because we are about to give significant offensive weaponry to the Ukrainians so they can be on the move in places like Crimea and the Donbass region. And all the rest of what I just said, right? If you use nuclear weapons, we're going to take out pretty much all your forces in Ukraine. We have air superiority. And by the way, here's an off-ramp. But he's not doing any of these things. Like the complete miasmatic approach to policy here, the lack of clarity with regard to policy. And then if you're going to be completely miasmatic, then I have to assume from the outside that maybe there are negotiations going on behind the scenes. But when you go out and you say this stuff publicly in front of Democratic donors, what you're doing is you are skewing means this happens all the time. So you want to know how we got war in Ukraine? It was through strategic ambiguity in which the president of the United States made very unclear what the United States would do in case of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Vladimir Putin called what he thought was the West bluff. And it turns out the West was not bluffing, at least economically speaking, and in terms of material aid to Ukraine. And this is frequently how wars get started. I've made this point over and over and over before. When you're talking about the original Iraqi invasion of Kuwait, there's a lot of suggestion that there was an American diplomat named April Gillespie who, in negotiations with the Iraqis, basically said, listen, if you guys go into Kuwait, it's going to be hands off. Now, she denies that's the case. There's a lot of questions about what she actually said, what she didn't say. But clearly, Iraq thought that they weren't going to get the response from the West that they got when they went into Kuwait. When World War I broke out, pretty much everybody thought that that was going to be an incredibly short war with small territorial gains made, and then everybody goes back to status quo ante. Miscalculation is very often what leads to war. And the same thing is true, by the way, with regard to World War II. And the fact is that when Hitler invaded Poland, his thought was that the West was probably not going to respond very strongly to his invasion of Poland. They were going to make a bit of a fuss, and then they were going to shut up. And that, of course, is not what happened. And clarity is what you need. And so, again, when you make clear that you fear your enemy, which is what Joe Biden just did in that speech, but then you don't make clear what the response is going to be, what your strategy is, what the off-ramp is, what is Vladimir Putin to take away from that except that he can continue to push where there is strategic mush, which has always been the Russian way of doing business? And then combine that with the fact that Ukraine is asking for ever more provocative weaponry. And when I say provocative, I don't mean that the Russians aren't going to put – I mean, the Russians literally started this war. I don't blame Vladimir Zelensky for – asking for more weaponry here. He's attempting to defend his country. He's attempting to restore the borders that were taken from him in 2014. I totally get Ukraine asking for the weaponry. The question is, what is the West doing here? And I don't think that Joe Biden can answer that question. I'm not sure that NATO can answer that question at this point. And unless you can answer that question, that creates the ambiguity that leads to further escalation. The Wall Street Journal reporting today, flush with recent battlefield successes, Ukrainian officials are pressing their case for acquiring longer-range missiles to strike deeper into Russian-held territory, including Crimea, raising questions about how aggressively the Biden administration will support Kyiv's war aims. U.S. officials have urged Ukraine to focus its battles in the eastern and southern parts of the country, particularly around Kharkiv and Kherson, where it has made its largest gains since Russia's February 24th invasion. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials are reviving their pleas for more weaponry, including advanced systems like U.S. Army Tactical Missile System, or ATACMS, congressional and U.S. officials said. Those long-range missiles are wanted in part to strike into Crimea, which Russia is using as a base to launch Iranian-made drones, congressional and Ukrainian officials said. President Biden has so far declined to provide Ukraine with those weapons, which would be capable of reaching deep into Russian territory. So again, complete ambiguity. What exactly, what are you willing to give them? What are you not willing to give them? What are you willing to do? What are you not willing to do? And that confusion is leading to a prolonged exposure here to the possibility of Russia upping the ante. Alrighty, we'll get to more on this in 1 second. First, let's talk about a simple fact. We will all die. That's a depressing thought. But you could be walking down the street, and suddenly, an alligator is just hurled from the bushes at you. And next thing you know, you're battling off that alligator and thinking back to this very moment, listening to this very ad for Policy Genius and thinking, man, I really should have listened to Shapiro and gotten that life insurance. Policy Genius is the smarter way to find and buy the right coverage for you and your family. Policy Genius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes with top companies, so you don't pay a cent more than you have to for that coverage. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $17 per month for $500,000 in coverage. And Policy Genius has licensed agents who can help you find options that offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius is not incentivized to recommend one insurer over another, so you can trust their guidance because, again, they work for you. There are no personal fees. All your personal info is kept private. It's no wonder these guys have thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot. So your loved ones deserve the financial safety net provided by life insurance. You deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com right now. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up, more on the looming catastrophe in Ukraine. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden is being very unclear about what he plans to do in Ukraine. That could have some really dire ramifications. Zelensky is now calling on NATO to actually launch preemptive strikes on Russia, which, of course, NATO is not willing to do. Here's Zelensky yesterday. Says, what should NATO do? Eliminate the possibility of Russia using nuclear weapons. But what is important, I once again appeal to the international community, as I did before February 24th. You need preemptive strikes, so they'll know what happens to them if they use nukes, and not the other way around. Don't wait for Russia's nuclear strikes and then say, oh, since you did this, take that from us. Okay, well, there's only one problem with that. If you preemptively strike Russian territory, presumably that's almost a guarantee that Vladimir Putin has to use some sort of nuclear weapon on the battlefield because his military simply is not cutting it. When deterrence fails, things escalate. And right now, deterrence already failed in terms of preventing the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And now it's failing again in terms of nuclear weapons use. There's a point that Walter Russell Mead makes in the Wall Street Journal today. He says the question on Putin's mind is, would he risk New York in order to keep Odessa free? The reality is that Putin's failing military skedaddles east across occupied Ukraine, nuclear weapons are looking more attractive. That's not so much because a tactical nuclear strike would be effective against widely scattered Ukrainian forces in the field. It's more that Putin hopes the political shockwaves set off by nuclear explosions in Europe would shatter the West's resolve to support Ukraine. Is Germany willing to lose Berlin to save Kyiv? Are Americans ready to risk New York in order to keep Odessa free? These are the questions that Putin is asking himself, and the future of the world may depend on his answers. Meanwhile, the Biden administration faces a terrible dilemma. To yield to Putin's nuclear blackmail would be a cowardly act of appeasement from which Neville Chamberlain would recoil and which would open the door to more nuclear blackmail. But to lead the Western alliance into an open-ended nuclear confrontation with Russia is to risk the most catastrophic of wars. To avoid these unacceptable alternatives, says Walter Russell Mead, the Biden administration must deter Putin from using nuclear weapons in the Ukraine conflict, even as it continues to support Ukraine in its battles to drive the invaders back. Deterrence is more complicated than it looks. The Biden administration's efforts to deter Russia have had little success so far. In February, Putin blew past the Biden administration's barrage of threats and diplomacy to launch that war in Ukraine. Not deterring Russia's aggression was one of the costliest failures in recent American foreign policy, but it isn't clear the Biden administration understands what went wrong and how similar mistakes might be undercutting its diplomatic efforts today. Unintentionally and unwittingly, the administration sent Russia mixed messages last winter. On the one hand, a dramatic burst of diplomacy worked to coordinate a broad Western response to the potential invasion. Biden officials broke with precedent to declassify and publicize highly sensitive information about Putin's plans in ways that dramatically undercut Russia's official statements and propaganda. That intelligence helped build Western unity in the face of the Russian attack. Biden officials are right to take credit for that unorthodox but effective campaign. At the same time, however, senior American policymakers seriously overestimated Russia's military strength and acumen. They urged allies to evacuate, and they offered Zelensky an airplane to flee. This is hardly a message of deterrence. Says Walter Russell Mead, we're going to have to do better this time if we expect to deter him from using nuclear weapons. Putin already knows fear of a Russian nuclear response has affected American and ally policy. We have limited Ukraine's access to long-range missile systems that could hit Russian territory. Other NATO allies, including Germany, have made similar calculations. So from Putin's point of view, nuclear blackmail is working. Walter Russell Mead says the only way to deter any possible use of nuclear weapons is to make Putin believe the consequences of such use will be ruinous for Russia as a state and for him as its ruler, and that the West won't flinch when the time for action comes. And this is right. You have to offer both. But Biden is not offering both. And now he has undercut his own sort of quasi-message, which is that Russia's bluffing, that Putin ain't going to do this. It's, as per usual, the president's mouth has now created a massive mess for himself. And that is going to be a mess for the United States. The West better get on the same page, and they better do it rather quickly, because if they do not, the possibility of an actual nuclear exchange with Russia is rising day by day. It turns out that bad articulation of foreign policy ends with really bad outcomes. See, the thing about Donald Trump when he was president of the United States, the rip on President Trump, is that President Trump said whatever came to mind, and that President Trump was completely unpredictable. But at least that unpredictability worked for Trump, meaning he was so crazy that you didn't know what he was going to do. Was he going to fire a missile into Syria, or was he going to give Kim Jong-un a bro hug? You really didn't know what he was going to do on a day-by-day level. Was he going to threaten North Korea with the mother of all wars, or was he going to write love letters? I think no one knew. And so that sort of strategic, not ambiguity, but complete bewilderment, I think, worked in his favor. With Biden, it just looks like befuddlement. It doesn't even look like volatility, which sometimes can work in your favor. Like, the craziest guy in the room is the one you don't want to fight. Biden doesn't look crazy. Right now, he just looks befuddled and weak. And that's a serious problem when you're talking about the possibility of nuclear weapon use, particularly on the European continent. Alrighty, coming up, the federal government is thinking about prosecuting Hunter Biden. but not for the stuff you think they might prosecute him for. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Spooktacular savings going on now at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive, where they offer free estimates and are about 30% less than the national average. Mako also works with most major insurance companies. So whether it's a dent or a ding, a minor fender bender, or a full body repair and paint job, Mako has you covered. Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning, while they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean Car Wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
12ME.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So there's a report in the Washington Post today that the feds are thinking about prosecuting Hunter Biden, but not for the big guy, Tony Bobulinski, China stuff. The Washington Post says that federal agents investigating President Biden's son Hunter have gathered what they believe is sufficient evidence to charge him with tax crimes and a false statement related to a gun purchase, according to people familiar with the case. The next step is for the U.S. attorney in Delaware to decide on whether to file such charges. The investigation into Hunter Biden began in 2018. It became a central focus for then-President Trump during his unsuccessful 2020 re-election effort, according to the Washington Post. Initially, the investigation centered around Hunter Biden's finances related to overseas business ties and consulting work. Over time, investigators with multiple agencies focused closely on whether he did not report all of his income, whether he lied on gun purchase paperwork. In 2018, agents determined months ago they'd assembled a viable criminal case against the younger Biden, but it's ultimately up to prosecutors at the DOJ, not agents, to decide whether to file charges. Attorney General Merrick Garland has made clear that the U.S. attorney in Delaware, David Weiss, who was nominated by Trump in late 2017, is supervising the case, and Garland has vowed there will be no political interference. Now, what's weird about this, of course, is that most of the allegations surrounding Hunter Biden that anybody cares about have little to do with the fact that he lied on his gun paperwork when he said that he had not used drugs, and then he then took that gun and, like, threw it in a dumpster, and all that sort of personal silliness and mess. Nor does anybody really care about whether Hunter Biden paid his taxes in full. What people really are wondering about is how much money was funneled to Hunter Biden. Did any of that money see Joe Biden? Who was the big guy in all of those messages that were released by Tony Bobulinski, who was the guy who was working with Hunter Biden? Right? That is the stuff that people actually care about. And so from the outside, what it looks like here, this leak to the Washington Post, what it looks like is a way of getting everybody off your back from the right by saying that we are going after Hunter Biden without actually exposing Joe Biden to any serious legal risk. That's what this looks like. Because, again, all that information is public. And there's no reason to think that Tony Bobulinski was lying when he was talking about his meetings with Joe Biden and Hunter, or that he was lying when he talked about the structure of these businesses. Instead, it mostly looks like whenever there's a leak to the media, you have to ask, what is the interest of the people who are leaking? One of the great, I would say, public institutional tragedies of the United States over the course of the last several years, really starting with the advent of the Trump administration, is the leakiness of the so-called deep state, meaning long-term employees in these major institutions like the FBI or the DOJ. The Obama administration was very not leaky. And the reason the Obama administration was not particularly leaky is because that administration didn't need a leak. Everybody in the deep state agreed with Barack Obama's agenda. And so you just didn't get the same level of leaks to the media. Under Trump, all these people wanted to demonstrate that they hated Trump. So they just leaked consistently and usually against whatever Trump's preferred policy was. Well, now you're seeing a lot of these agencies leak in defense of themselves and in order to prevent blowback when it comes to, for example, whether Hunter and Joe were involved in China corruption or whether Hunter was involved in Ukraine corruption that violated the law. According to the Washington Post, any charging decision involving the Biden case is especially fraught because Trump and his allies have made accusations of corruption in Hunter Biden's business dealings, a key line of attack against Democrats both before and after the 2020 presidential race. The Biden probe has proceeded with relatively little fanfare in recent months amid the much larger and more public DOJ and FBI investigation into whether Trump mishandled classified materials at Mar-a-Lago. Well, I mean, that is true. It also raises the question of why exactly we have not heard any leaks with regard to Hunter's business affairs in China. In December 2020, federal agents sought to interview Hunter, leading him to publicly acknowledge he was under investigation. Hunter Biden's lawyer said in a statement on Thursday he has had no contact whatsoever with any federal investigative agent. Therefore, a rendition of the case from such an agent is inherently biased, one-sided, and inaccurate. It is regrettable that law enforcement agents appear to be violating the law to prejudice a case against a person who is a target simply because of his family name. Well, there are those of us on the right who are suspicious that perhaps the reason that he is not being targeted on the more obvious basis for legal violation is because of his family name. Because the FBI and the DOJ really would prefer not to involve Joe Biden in a probe of Hunter. And so they are finding ancillary reasons to probe Hunter Biden and maybe put him away. A little bit more on this in just a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Well, meanwhile, Joe Biden is increasingly desperate. The elections do not look like they're going to go his way. A lot of the Senate races we'll discuss in a little while are actually getting closer, not further apart. The Senate race in Arizona suddenly looks very, very close between Blake Masters and Mark Kelly over in Arizona, which puts another piece of the map on the board for the Republicans, even if it looks like Georgia is beginning to recede as a possibility, thanks to Herschel Walker's personal issues. Well, what has this prompted Joe Biden to do? It's prompted Joe Biden to do what presidents very frequently do. It has prompted him to pander. So we saw this in 2012 from Barack Obama. So in 2012, Barack Obama, who was in danger of losing his reelect effort, he started basically parceling off pieces of policy to various what he felt were demographic interest groups, right? He did the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program in 2012 in an attempt to garner Hispanic votes. He came out in favor of same-sex marriage in order to garner gay and lesbian votes. He talked an awful lot about equity in an attempt to jack up the black vote, right? This is something that he did routinely in 2012. And so it is not a surprise that Joe Biden, about a month before the election, has decided that he is now going to issue federal pardons for using or possessing marijuana. Now, this all sounds fine and good to most people because very few people believe that if you smoke a joint, you should go to jail just for smoking a joint. As somebody who deeply believes that pot use is something you're doing that damages you and you should not be using pot, and that most of the things people say about pot, even if they were once true, are no longer true because pot has become significantly more potent in the forms that is currently distributed. Sometimes it is being laced with fentanyl, which makes it actually addictive. The notion, by the way, that pot is completely non-addictive is a lie. There are very, very good scientific studies demonstrating the addictive nature of marijuana for an enormous number of people. Beyond that, the amount of brain damage that you do as a young person regularly using marijuana is extraordinarily real. It is quite serious. It makes you lazy. It makes you stupid. Okay, so I'm speaking as a person who is very anti-pot use. With that said, do I want people going to jail for simply using pot? The answer, of course, is no. However, if you are a drug dealer, I would prefer that you be in jail. Because drug dealers are dealing drugs to minors. They're dealing drugs to kids. There are legal pot dispensaries all over the United States, I would say unfortunately now at this point. But if you are dealing drugs illegally, you should go to jail. So what Joe Biden is now doing is he's really attempting to remove the criminal records of an enormous number of people in an attempt to jack up the vote, particularly among young people and among minorities who are disproportionately represented in the population of people who are in jail for possession offenses. I'll explain in a minute why this is incredibly stupid. Okay, but here's what he just did. He put out a statement saying yesterday, quote, "As I often said during my campaign for president, no one should be in jail just for using or possessing marijuana," which comes as a shock to Kamala Harris, the cop. "Sending people to prison for possessing marijuana has upended too many lives and incarcerated people for conduct that many states no longer prohibit. Criminal records for marijuana possession have also imposed needless barriers to employment, housing, and educational opportunities. And while white and black and brown people use marijuana at similar rates, black and brown people have been arrested, prosecuted, and convicted at disproportionate rates." So you can see he's saying the quiet part out loud here. He's saying black and brown people are going to jail more often for drugs, and so I want to free those people of any sort of records that they can presumably vote again. "Today, I'm announcing 3 steps I'm taking to end this failed approach. First, I'm announcing a pardon of all prior federal offenses of simple possession of marijuana. I've directed the AG to develop an administrative process for the issuance of certificates of pardon to eligible individuals. There are thousands of people who have prior federal convictions for marijuana possession who may be denied employment, housing, or educational opportunities as a result. My action will help relieve the collateral consequences arising from these convictions. Second, I'm urging all governors to do the same with regard to state offenses. Just as no one should be in federal prison solely due to the possession of marijuana, no one should be in local jail or state prison for that reason either. Third, I'm asking the Secretary of Health and Human Services and the AG to initiate the administrative process to review expeditiously how marijuana is scheduled under federal law. Federal law currently classifies marijuana in Schedule 1 of the Controlled Substances Act, the classification meant for dangerous substances. This is the same schedule as for heroin and LSD, and even higher than the classification for fentanyl and meth, the drugs that are driving our overdose epidemic. Finally, even as federal and state regulation of marijuana changes, important limitations on trafficking, marketing, and underage sales should stay in place. Too many lives have been upended because of our failed approach to marijuana. It's time we right these wrongs. Okay, so the real reason Joe Biden is doing this is obviously as a political pander. The reason that this is bad policy is because simple possession for marijuana is usually pled down. The reason that people are in jail for possession of marijuana is not because there are people who are smoking pot in their bedroom and the police bust down the door. That is not why people are going to jail for marijuana possession. The reason that people are going to jail for marijuana possession is because that is a plea deal. Statistically speaking, a very high percentage of people who are in prison for simple possession were originally charged with drug trafficking. They're people who actually had pounds of marijuana, and they're distributing the pounds of marijuana. And because our justice system is so wildly overburdened, what very often ends up happening is a prosecutor comes to the lawyer for the defense, and they say, listen, we can go to trial on the drug trafficking offense, and your client goes to jail for 10, 15, 20 years for violating federal drug trafficking statute. Or, alternatively, your client goes to jail for a year and a half, and we plead it down, right? Plead it down to simple possession. In other words, many of the people who are now going to be issued pardons are not actually just people who are smoking pot in their basement and being losers. A huge number of those people are people who were actively trafficking and pled that down, criminally speaking, to a possession charge. And the only reason that prosecutors pled that down is because possession was a crime. So if possession had not been a crime, they wouldn't have pled it down. They would have gone to trial, or the plea deal would have involved a lower-level trafficking offense. So what Joe Biden is actively doing right now, just to be straight about who is now being pardoned, he is pardoning people who are drug traffickers. It just as a factual matter. Or alleged drug traffickers. So the great lie, of course, here is again, that this is just dopes at your high school who are smoking pot behind the gym who are going to jail. Again, not true. And when it comes to trafficking, and this is, again, why there's disparate rates in terms of jailing, when it comes to white, black, and brown people using marijuana at similar rates, but black people and brown people being arrested, prosecuted, and convicted at disproportionate rates, a couple reasons for that. One, the notion that everybody is using pot at similar rates is reliant on self-reported surveys, which are the worst form of surveys, right? They just go ask a bunch of people, have you used pot in a certain amount of time? And then they use that as sort of the proxy for how many people are actually using pot, as opposed to, for example, encounters with the police. Also, again, the number of people per race on a per capita basis who are trafficking drugs is not similar. And so the people who are being arrested for that sort of stuff is dissimilar. So that is what Joe Biden is doing right now. It's a very obvious political pander. It's an attempt to do what Democrats have been attempting to do across the nation, which is to essentially make it easier for people who are convicted of crimes to vote again. And the reason they want to do that is because they believe that people who are convicted of crimes are more likely to vote Democrat, which undoubtedly is true. Now, the reason that Joe Biden is having to make these sort of pandering moves is because, of course, his administration is collapsing on a number of fronts, particularly on the economic front. We'll get to that in just a minute.
But first, a word from our partners at Noble Gold.
NobleGoldInvestments.com. Inflation is real, and the rate only seems to be going upwards. Soon, $1 million in your retirement account won't even last as long as you need it. Look, you need to store the value of your money, and you need to do it fast. The solution is NobleGoldInvestments.com. A precious metals IRA acts like a shield for inflation. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're truly a natural choice for your retirement portfolio. Act now, and with any qualified purchase, mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. You heard right. Just mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Don't let inflation affect you or your retirement one more day. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Investment involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up, Joe Biden is making a last-minute gambit in this election. He is pardoning criminals. We'll get to that in a moment. This is Ben Shapiro Show.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
org/learn.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden is having a rough time of it in this election cycle. So he's decided that perhaps he can create some new voters by pardoning people who are convicted criminals. And the reason he needs more voters is because he's very, very bad at his job. So OPEC, as we pointed out yesterday, has now decided that they're going to lower the amount of oil that they are putting into distribution. They are doing so because the price of oil has been dropping rather precipitously thanks to the increase in the interest rates, which means people have less disposable income, which means they're spending less money on gas. And if they're spending less money on gas, typical supply and demand suggests that producers are going to start producing less because, again, the profit margins have now gone way down. Well, Joe Biden, instead of recognizing that oil is a national security issue, and treating energy supply the way that he should, you know, by increasing the amount of energy actually produced in the United States. Like, what's amazing right now, and I almost can't get over it, is a very famous Bismarck quote that he says that God protects idiots, children, drunkards in the United States of America. And that seems to be true internationally speaking. This Ukraine war has resulted in basically every single major Western country now being very much dependent on the United States, militarily, economically, in terms of energy. And Joe Biden is taking advantage of none of these things, like none of them. He is not increasing energy production in the United States so as to help our allies in Western and Eastern Europe. He is not increasing the military budget in order to make sure that we can protect ourselves against China and also offer some sort of carrot to our friends and allies across the world. Like, America's influence right now could be at its apex. Seriously, like in American history, we could be at our apex right now. And instead, Joe Biden is blowing it because he wants to pursue other projects. And instead, we are now dependent on places like OPEC for oil and natural gas, which is totally crazy because we were oil independent. We were carbon fossil fuel independent as of like 3 years ago. So meanwhile, Joe Biden is relegated to just whining about the Saudis and the Russians cutting off the oil supply. Here was Joe Biden yesterday.
The trip was not essentially for oil. The trip was about the Middle East and about Israel and rationalization of positions. But it is a disappointment, and it says that there are problems.
Are you worried about it?
Where is he going? He's like, I was in Saudi Arabia to kiss MBS's butt, and it was not about the oil. It was about bye. And like that slow walk away is just spectacular. Like, where is he going? Look at that. There he goes, and he's slowly backing away. Where is he going? And then like he realizes that he should have just turned around and walked away when he was by the cameras. Again, this doddering old fool. It's incredible stuff. That back away is fantastic. We need to actually Photoshop in the Homer Simpson bushes right there, because he's legit walking back into the bushes in that clip. Just spectacular stuff. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's energy advisor, he is suggesting, well, you know what? In the end, this is really, it's, you know what? Is it, other countries are just going to hate Russia and Saudi for this. They're going to be so mad at Russia and Saudi. Those low-income countries, they see that Saudi and Russia are hurting them. Oh, is that what they're saying? Is it really? Or are places like India becoming more dependent on Saudi and Russia and attempting to cut a deal with those countries because they believe that the West is getting off the form of energy they need most? Here is Joe Biden's energy advisor being an idiot.
We have brought the prices down, but not to a point where it justified a reduction in cut announcement by OPEC. And frankly, a lot of countries around the world, specifically low-income countries, are seeing that Saudi Arabia and Russia are colluding against them. And that's really unfortunate.
No, what's unfortunate is that we're not taking advantage of that. If you actually believe that Russia and Saudi are cutting against the interests of a bunch of developing nations who we would like to turn into allies, you know what would be amazing right now is we could just hand them some oil. Right, Russia and Saudi, they cut off your oil. Well, you know who's your friend? We're your friend. And here's the thing, the United States is the world's largest energy producer and could be producing way more energy. But instead, this administration has a bizarre and pathological commitment to the idea that the United States should produce less energy. But you know who they will allow to produce energy? They will allow Venezuela to produce energy. So we're now making overtures to one of the most brutal dictators in the entire South American continent, in Nicolas Maduro, who is not the legitimate leader of Venezuela, has maintained power simply through sheer force. According to the Wall Street Journal, the Biden administration is preparing to scale down sanctions on Venezuela's authoritarian regime. So at the same time that we're yelling at Joe Biden, at the same time that Joe Biden is yelling at Vladimir Putin about being an evil dictator who invades foreign countries and then we don't like how he's handling his oil supply, what if we told another dictator who is relegating his citizens to eating dogs in Caracas that we will lower the sanctions on him so he can provide oil? Sounds amazing. This is a well-thought-out foreign policy if you were dropped on your head as a baby. And according to the Wall Street Journal, we are now lowering the sanctions on Maduro so that we can pump more oil from Venezuela. In exchange for the significant sanctions relief, the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro would resume long-suspended talks with the country's opposition to discuss conditions needed to hold free and fair elections in 2024. The people said, oh, I'm sure that's going to be very fruitful. So I guess the fig leaf here is that Maduro gets lower sanctions, we get oil, and he has to pretend that he's going to listen to the opposition for 5 seconds, which, of course, he is not going to do. The U.S., Venezuela's government, and some Venezuelan opposition figures have also worked out a deal that would free up hundreds of millions of dollars in Venezuelan state funds frozen in American banks to pay for the imports of food, medicine, and equipment for the country's battered electricity grid and municipal water systems. When I say some Venezuelan opposition figures, I would assume we're not talking about, you know, the ones who actually want to replace Maduro. U.S. officials said details are still under discussion and cautioned the deal could fall through because it is contingent on Maduro's top aides resuming talks with the opposition in good faith. Adrian Watson, spokeswoman for the National Security Council, said, quote, there are no plans to change our sanctions policy without constructive steps from the Maduro regime. Well, it's not like the United States has ever been played along these lines before. It's not as though the West has ever attempted to cut peace deals with some of the world's worst human beings only to see those people spit in their face. I mean, that happens literally. I mean, it's not as though we watched last year after a supposed peace deal with the Taliban ended in the complete surrender of the country to the Taliban and the subjugation of 38 million people to 8th century barbarians. It's not as though the United States has brokered peace deals before with actual terrorist groups like the Palestinian Authority, only to watch Yasser Arafat go and speak in Arabic about how Israel needed to be wiped off the map. Again, you know what could have alleviated this? If we just drilled, that would have alleviated so much of this. But again, they're never going to move away from that proposal. Right? Why? Because they are committed full scale to the idea that the only thing that matters when it comes to the energy sector is cutting reliance on fossil fuels entirely. So now we are just doing what Europe did. Europe said, we're going to go green, it'll be great. And then they made themselves dependent on a dictator in their hemisphere, Vladimir Putin, for their oil and natural gas supply. The United States, meanwhile, we are saying, man, we should go green. Green is amazing because climate change. And meanwhile, we're like going under the table to some of the world's worst human beings and saying to them, could you please pump us a little more oil? And then we're getting mad at them when they lower the amount of oil they're pumping. It's really amazing policymaking from this disaster of an administration. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Another day, another walk back of the president's comments. This one involves the president's comments about the possibility of Armageddon, claiming, quote, we have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis, end quote. The president was talking about Russian President Vladimir Putin threatening to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says there are no indications that Russia will use such weapons. Recession jitters hit Wall Street again.
Wall Street lost more ground on worries that a still strong U.S. jobs market may actually make a recession more likely. The S&P fell 2.8%. After government said employers hired more workers last month than expected. The Dow and the Nasdaq also fell sharply and Treasury yields rose. Markets are worried the Federal Reserve could see the jobs report as proof the economy hasn't slowed enough yet to get inflation under control. That could clear the way for continued aggressive hikes to interest rates, something that risks causing a recession if done too severely. I'm Norman Hall.
Uvalde, Texas school leaders suspend the entire campus police force 4 months after the Robb Elementary School shooting.
Uvalde School District on Friday suspended its entire campus police force following a wave of new outrage over the hiring of a former state trooper who was part of the hesitant law enforcement response during the May shooting at Robb Elementary School that left 21 dead. School leaders also put two members of the district police department on administrative leave, one of whom chose to retire instead, according to a statement released by the Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District. The extraordinary move underscored the sustained pressure that families of some of the 19 children and two teachers killed in the May 24th attack have kept on the school district. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A judge permanently blocks a ban on virtually all abortions in Ohio as a state constitutional challenge moves forward. Hamilton County Judge Christian Jenkins took the action Friday. More at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here to share a product that can help keep everyone more healthy, Cofix RX. Most of us know that viruses of all types are a part of life. What we don't always know are the right products that could be protecting us. So I'd like to tell you about Cofix RX and its doctor-approved secret ingredient. As a safety measure, many doctors and nurses have been using iodine to swab their noses for decades. Iodine has been in use since 1811, and 96% of us are iodine deficient. Using Cofix RX antiviral nasal spray with povidone iodine is a smart way to stay healthy. Cofix RX is made right here in the USA. It's simple to use. You spray it up your nose and the iodine destroys germs and pathogens where they multiply in the nasal cavity. Check out CofixRx.com, that's CofixRx.com, for a retailer near you, or use the coupon code Prager for 20% off at CofixRx.com.
Central heating will be restricted in Italy this winter.
Italy could be in for a chilly winter. As its gas supply from Russia plummets due to the war in Ukraine, the government has signed a decree under which buildings must reduce their central heating use by 15 days, with some exemptions, including hospitals, nurseries, and swimming pools. Italians will be asked to turn down their heating by 1 degree and off for an extra hour every day. Before the war, Russian gas made up 40% of Italy's supply, the second largest importer in the EU. That is now down to around 10%, as Italy has turned to other suppliers and liquefied natural gas instead.
BBC's Mark Lowen. Florida death toll from Hurricane Ian remains at 92. According to the Florida Medical Examiner's Commission, 50 of the deaths occurred in Lee County, where Ian made landfall as a Category 4 storm. They say that more than half the deaths were caused by drowning. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Well, if the fighting ever stops over Elon Musk's renewed bid to buy Twitter, experts say he still faces a huge obstacle to closing the $44 billion deal. Correspondent Julie Walker explains.
Earlier this week, the Tesla founder reversing course, saying he'd go through with acquiring the social media company under the same terms they agreed to in April. Both sides are now fighting over whether Twitter's lawsuit against Musk should be dropped. For the deal to go through, Musk has to hold together a group of banks and investors that will help him pay for the purchase. Experts say that behind the scenes, banks could be scrambling to find buyers for $12.5 billion in debt from the deal, and Musk is trying to hold together a group of equity investors that is pitching in billions more. The erratic billionaire is on the hook for the rest. Julie Walker, New York.
South Carolina families mourning the death of their dog, the world's oldest. Pebbles was 22 when she died of natural causes this week. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Spooktacular savings going on now at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive, where they offer free estimates and are about 30% less than the national average. Mako also works with most major insurance companies. So whether it's a dent or a ding, a minor fender bender, or a full body repair and paint job, Mako has you covered. Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Today's show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Do you like your web history being seen and sold to advertisers? No? Me neither. Get ExpressVPN right now at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. So this administration is overseeing the collapse of the American economy in real time. But the good news is they're laser focused on climate change. It's just amazing the kind of utopian nonsense that this administration will engage in, also at the behest of sort of the international liberal coterie. So Janet Yellen, our Treasury Secretary, who is supposed to be in charge of, you know, there not being 10% inflation, Janet Yellen, who's done just a horrible job overall, she explained yesterday that climate change is an existential threat to the planet, and thus we are now going to make American fiscal policy based on that.
Today, some of the most powerful threats to the world's poorest and most vulnerable require a different approach. Why so? Because the challenges are global rather than country-specific. A prime example of such a challenge is climate change. Indeed, it is an existential threat to our planet.
And inspiring thoughts there from the Treasury Secretary of the United States. But here is the thing. This administration does not actually care about the priorities of the American people. They care about their own perverse priorities when it comes to climate change alarmism. Because the stuff that they are doing, by the way, is not actually going to stop climate change in any serious way. But this is the stuff they're bragging about. So the best case example, like seriously, it's an amazing example. Remember that Inflation Reduction Act, the one that didn't reduce inflation in any serious way? Well, now Ron Klain, who is the incompetent White House chief of staff, he's retweeting Carl Quintanilla, who is a reporter for CNBC and NBC News. What is he retweeting? He's retweeting a report from Carl Quintanilla from Credit Suisse. Okay, Credit Suisse is talking about the Inflation Reduction Act. Here's the quote from Credit Suisse. Quote, "The Inflation Reduction Act marked the most ambitious legislative action the U.S. has ever taken on climate, which we believe will have a profound effect across industries for the next decade and beyond. With subsidized green financing and the multiplier effect, the total public plus private financing could reach $1.7 trillion over 10 years. Already the largest fossil fuels producer, the U.S. is well positioned to become a global leader in clean energy. The IRA could turn the United States from an importer of solar modules and wind turbines to an exporter." Ooh, goody, goody. We are going to be exporting solar panels. Are you excited? Are you excited? Really, really exciting stuff happening right here. Okay, but here's the point. The thing that Ron Klain is tweeting out is not that the Inflation Reduction Act is reducing inflation, which is the thing the American people care about. Instead, he is tweeting out that the Inflation Reduction Act will contribute over the course of the century to a slight decrease in temperature increases. That's the priority. It's just this administration in a nutshell. They say that they care about you, but what they actually care about are their own priorities, and they're just going to smuggle those priorities in under the cover of garbage like the quote-unquote Inflation Reduction Act that does not reduce inflation. Honestly, they should have just called it the Doing Everything Good for You Act, and then they could have done whatever they wanted, apparently. And the media would have just gone along with it. It is still incredible to me. I will never get over the fact that for our establishment media, who are just an outlet for the Democratic Party at this point, they continue to refer to this act as an Inflation Reduction Act and then characterize it as a Climate Change Act so they can have it both ways. However, a bill in Florida that was not called Don't Say Gay, it was just saying that you can't teach sexual orientation, gender identity issues to kids under 8, was labeled by the Democrats Don't Say Gay, and every major outlet ran with the Democratic labeling of the bill. So the rule seems to be if Democrats label the bill a certain way, they just continue to characterize it that way in the media, even if it's untrue on all available fronts. Their priorities are just not your priorities. And I got to say, this is part and parcel of the idiocy, generally speaking, of the climate change movement. And the only way that they can get this stuff through is by suppressing information. The Wall Street Journal has a really good editorial today talking about the suppression of information around climate change. According to the Wall Street Journal, Elon Musk said this week he'll buy Twitter. After all, the hopeful view for online speech is his rockets and flamethrowers heterodoxy might be the answer for what ails social media, but he won't have it easy. On Tuesday, more than a dozen environmental outfits, including Greenpeace and the Union of Concerned Scientists, wrote to big tech companies to blame them for quote-unquote amplifying and perpetuating climate disinformation. What the letter asks for sounds modest, but the implication is clear. The Digital Services Act, recently enacted by the EU, includes transparency rules. The green groups want Silicon Valley to commit to including climate disinformation as a separately acknowledged category in its reporting and content moderation policies in and outside of the EU. Then they could proceed to complain that tech giants aren't doing enough censoring. The letter was directed to Twitter, Facebook, Google, and YouTube, TikTok, and Pinterest. At least the public can read it, but how much lobbying is going on behind the scenes? Now, as we mentioned on the show just last week, Melissa Fleming, Communications Undersecretary for the UN, said that she partnered with Google in order to change the search results. So you are just going to be prevented from seeing any sort of dissenting information on this sort of stuff. We'll get to more on this in a second. First, this is a busy time of year with Jewish holidays right around the corner for me. I've got lots of travel coming up, but I can rest easy because my home is safe. How do I know? Well, it's because I use Ring Alarm. Now, I know what you're thinking. Ring, the video doorbell company, they have an alarm. Yes, that is in fact true. Ring does make an alarm. Ring Alarm is an award-winning home security system with available professional monitoring when you subscribe. Best of all, you can easily install it yourself. And Ring doesn't stop there. They've changed the home security game entirely with Ring Alarm Pro, which is why I've decided to team up with Ring. When it comes to protecting my own home, I've gone pro with Ring Alarm Pro. Ring Alarm Pro is a next-level security system. CNET calls Ring Alarm Pro a giant leap for home security after using it. They are totally right. Ring Alarm Pro helps secure my home and the Wi-Fi it runs on. With Ring Alarm Pro, Ring combined a home security system and a Wi-Fi router. So, whether I'm across country or across town, I know everything at home is protected and connected and that it's going to stay that way. With that Ring Protect Pro subscription, which is an amazing deal, I get that professional monitoring for the ultimate peace of mind. So, protect your home the same way that I do. Go pro with Ring Alarm Pro. To learn more, go to ring.com/Shapiro. That's ring.com/Shapiro to get started. Meanwhile, the administration of the United States is going to continue to promote ass-backward economic policy with dire ramifications for the United States because their priority is not economic thriving. Their priority is whatever their priority is, equity, climate change. It certainly is not additional prosperity for the American people. And what is really amazing is that they sort of say this out loud. Like they say things that sound very pretty, but when you actually drill down more than an inch deep, you realize that their economic policy not only makes no sense, it's wildly counterproductive. So yesterday, for example, Joe Biden was giving a speech about the economy. And he suggested an economic policy known as autarky. So autarky is basically the idea that you should produce everything that is made in that you use in your country. Everything should be domestically produced, right? You should basically make your cars in America, you should make your computers in America, you shouldn't outsource any jobs. Everything should be made within the borders of the United States. And now there are a number of countries that have attempted this in the past, including Hitler's Germany, which was very focused in on the idea that international trade would inhibit their foreign policy. And so they needed autarky. So they poured resources into building up domestic manufacturing capacity to dire economic effect. It actually resulted in incipient economic collapse in Hitler's Germany, which led him to actual external acts of aggression against foreign countries. Autarky never works. It's idiotic economic policy. It makes no sense whatsoever. But here's Joe Biden stumping for it.
And as we saw during the pandemic, when factories that make these chips shut down around the world, the global economy literally comes to a screeching halt. More Americans have learned the phrase supply chain and what it means. Well, guess what? The supply chain is going to start here and end here in the United States.
All of the supply chains? Which ones? So there are certain very important national security industries where you do have to have diversified supply chains. This is why, for example, we should have microchip manufacturing in the United States, but also in other countries that are not China and are not Taiwan, which is under direct threat from China. But Joe Biden hasn't just been suggesting this on the microchip front. He's been suggesting this on nearly every front. We're going to bring manufacturing home. That sounds amazing until you realize that that means that you're subsidizing that manufacturing at an outsized rate, which means, wait for it, higher prices, more government spending, tariffs jack up the prices on your own citizens. Trade policies that do not facilitate diversification of manufacturing lead to higher prices for the people living in the United States right now who are already experiencing 8.5% year-on-year inflation. Joe Biden's economic policies make no sense, which, of course, is why we're about to enter a recession. MSNBC reported yesterday that most economists now say a recession is coming, which, of course, has been true for months. We are technically already in a recession since we have two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth.
CEOs around the world are predicting some sort of recession. What could that mean for Americans who we know are already struggling with things like food and gas prices?
Just this week, we saw that there are 1 million fewer job openings than there were the last time that the Labor Department reported that so-called JOLTS data. Just today, we learned that there are 29,000 more people applying for unemployment insurance. And tomorrow, we'll get another read on how many jobs were created in the month of September. And that data is going to be critical about where exactly the economy stands.
Okay, and this has significant electoral ramifications, which is why, for example, CNN's John King is just freaking out. He's looking at the polling data, and the polling data is now suggesting, as everyone thought it would, that by the time you hit the election, people are going to be voting on the basis of the economy. And Democrats were thinking, okay, they're going to vote on the basis of abortion. And what I always said is that abortion is going to be a state-level issue. You might be able to get a marginal number of Democrats to show up who were not going to show up before, but the idea that abortion was going to be the vast issue that just wiped the table was not going to be true in a time of economic turmoil. When there was no economic turmoil, maybe. When it comes to a time of serious economic turmoil where people are wondering whether their business stays open or whether they're going to lose their job or whether they can even afford to pay for groceries this week, of course, economics and inflation are going to be the top issue and top of mind, which is very, very bad news for the Democrats and for President Biden.
Another warning sign for Democrats as we get into the final month, just look at this. What is the top issue among likely voters, those likely to turn out 33 days from now? Look at this. The economy and inflation, overwhelmingly, 39% of Arizona voters say it's number one. 44% of voters in Nevada say the economy and inflation number one, dwarfing abortion or voting rights.
That is correct. That is correct. By the way, immigration is on that chart as well. So when you combine the numbers for inflation and the economy with the numbers on immigration, you're talking about an actual majority of the voters at that point, which is very, very bad news for the Democrats. Meanwhile, U.S. stocks fell in Thursday trading because, of course, the economic policy of this administration is disastrous, extending losses from the prior day. The benchmark S&P 500 fell 1%. The blue chip Dow Industrial slipped 1.2% or 347 points. So, again, things are really, really not going well in the markets, and nobody really knows where to put their money at this point because of it. The IMF is lowering global 2023 growth forecasts amid shocks to the economy, according to the Wall Street Journal. The head of the IMF said the institution expects a slower global economic growth next year. She warned that policymakers must do more to reduce inflation to prevent long-lasting harm. The IMF sees the global economy expanding just 3.2%. That is down from 6.1% in 2021. And Fed officials are saying that inflation is stubbornly persistent, and they are insisting that they continue to increase the interest rates, which is something, obviously, that they are going to have to do in order to tamp down that very, very dangerous inflation. We have some more on this in just 1 second. First, listen, it doesn't really matter what your politics are or who you voted for. Everybody should have the right to express themselves freely. Sadly, the big tech monopoly has instead opted for silencing tactics and censorship, and then they make money off your data. Well, to fight back against that, why not use ExpressVPN the way that I do? If you've ever wondered how free-to-access tech giants make all their cash, the answer is they track your searches, video history, everything you click on, and then they build a profile on you, and then they sell off all of your data to third parties. When you use ExpressVPN on your computer or phone, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding that IP address. It makes your activity much more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cybercriminals. What I like most is how easy it is to use. It takes just one click to protect all of your devices. This is why ExpressVPN is rated number one by Business Insider. Revoke big tech's right to your data. Secure your internet with a VPN I trust for online protection. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. That's expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Get 3 extra months for free with my exclusive link. Go to expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro right now to learn more. Alrighty, coming up, it looks like the Senate map is expanding for Republicans into Arizona. Blake Masters, closing that gap with Mark Kelly, did an excellent debate with him last night. We'll recap. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Acquired.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Blake Masters over in Arizona is suddenly running a very competitive race with Mark Kelly in the Senate. There is a poll out from CD Media Big Data poll, and it shows that in the Senate, Mark Kelly is up just one over Blake Masters. Among those who are quote-unquote certain to vote, Blake Masters is actually leading by one over Mark Kelly. The enthusiasm gap between Republicans and Democrats is very real. There's an R+9 enthusiasm gap between Republicans and Democrats. Now, that poll is right now somewhat of an outlier just because – again, it is the latest poll that has been taken in Arizona, and so it's unclear sort of which direction things are moving. But overall, this race seems to be getting a lot closer over time. So a few months ago, it was like a 6-point race. Now you'd have to say it looks more like a 4-point race. And Masters is closing the gap as this election goes on. There are several polls that now have Masters within striking distance. There's a poll from CBS News YouGov that came out just a couple of days ago, and it shows Kelly +3. The margin of error is 3.8. So Kelly is now within margin of error. So if they are undersampling Republicans, or if their poll sample is wrong, then that means that Kelly could easily lose that seat. There are polls from a few weeks ago that, again, had Kelly basically in a dead heat. So Kelly is – and he had a very, very bad debate last night with Blake Masters. Blake Masters really handled himself well, particularly on border issues in Arizona, which, of course, are a massive issue in a state where you have an enormous amount of illegal immigration crossing at that border. Here's Blake Masters last night in debate on the border crisis.
This is the greatest country in the history of the world. If you invite everybody to come here, you'll create a crisis. And so 5 million illegals, literally 5 million, have come here in the last 22 months. Joe Biden and Mark Kelly have welcomed them. When these people cross, they know not only will they not be deported, but they're given envelopes with cash. Plane tickets. Here's a hotel room in Scottsdale. We treat these people better than we treat our own U.S. military service members. I find that shameful. 300,000 come through every month. It's a humanitarian disaster. The women and children are raped. The men are indentured servants sold into some kind of slavery. And it's not just the people, it's the drugs. The fentanyl that's coming through. It's killing kids. We're losing 2,000 Arizonans every year to fentanyl. This stuff is poison. It's coming right there up through the southern border. And Mark Kelly and Joe Biden have not done a single thing to stop it.
Again, linking any of these Democratic candidates with Biden's death, which is why you see Mark Kelly running screaming from any sort of photo op with Joe Biden. If Joe Biden arrives in the state, Mark Kelly immediately exits to New Mexico. He cannot be seen in the same room as Joe Biden. Joe Biden is extraordinarily unpopular. Masters continue to slam Kelly over illegal immigration, which, of course, as I say, is a massive issue that Democrats have had to ignore, because if they were actually forced to combat their position on illegal immigration, they'd be in serious trouble. They seem to be under the odd misimpression that vast swaths of Hispanics in the United States are very much in favor of open borders. This is not true. Hispanics do not poll wildly differently from any other demographic group in the United States, actually, about illegal immigration. But Democrats have this very pandering notion that if they give giveaways to particular ethnic groups, people vote by ethnic bloc. That is generally not true in the United States. Now, over time, actually, voting by ethnic bloc has tended to fade. There are a few races in the United States that tend to vote very solidly in favor of one party or another. Right? Black Americans tend to vote very overwhelmingly for Democrats at this point, although even that sort of monopoly is beginning to break up among Black Americans. But Hispanics really don't vote that way. I mean, if you look at the latest poll statistics, Joe Biden is basically running dead even with Hispanics. He won Hispanics by a fairly large margin in 2020. Right now, he's running like 42-41 among Hispanics. Here's Blake Masters going after Mark Kelly again.
He's the 50th vote in the U.S. Senate. Joe Biden needed his vote. Mark Kelly, a year ago, could have dug his heels in and said, Mr. President, I'm not supporting a single thing, not a single spending bill, not a single piece of your agenda, unless and until we get border security. Biden would have had to secure the border. Mark Kelly, if this is the result of Senator Kelly being focused on the border, my gosh, he's the most ineffective and worst senator of all time.
Right now, by the way, the Real Clear Politics poll projection suggests that Republicans are likely going to take the Senate, and they may end up with a net gain of 2 seats. That does not include Arizona. Right now, the Real Clear Politics poll projection is still suggesting that Mehmet Oz is going to pull it out in Georgia, and that Herschel Walker is going to pull it out that Mehmet Oz will pull it out in Pennsylvania, and that Herschel Walker will pull it out in Georgia. It also suggests that Adam Laxalt is going to pull out in Nevada. Right now, if you had to lay money, you would say that the Republicans' best bet for taking the Senate, actually by the polling data, would be taking Nevada and Arizona and losing Georgia and maybe losing Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania polling continues to be close. There are a couple of polls, one from The Hill just 2 days ago that has Fetterman up 2, another poll having Fetterman up 4. That gap has closed very substantially. Back in the summer, Fetterman was leading by 9 points. Now, in the Real Clear Politics polling average, Fetterman is leading by just 4. If the polls are off as much as they've been off in the past on a lot of these state-level issues, Mehmet Oz could take that seat. I will say that Georgia has become an issue that did not need to exist right here. Herschel Walker is a liability of a candidate. He's a liability because, again, his personal life is an absolute mess. And not just that, he's unable to defend it. You've seen the polls now reverse. Just a couple of weeks ago, Warnock and Walker are running dead even. Now you started to see a real poll gap emerge between Warnock and Walker. Warnock is now up almost 4 points over Herschel Walker. There's one poll from SurveyUSA just a couple of days ago that has Warnock up about 12 points, which I think is a wild outlier. But even Fox 5 Insider Advantage has Warnock up by 3. And I think that race will be significantly close, but I'd be sort of surprised given the revelations about Herschel Walker and abortion if you were able to pull out that race, especially because Walker has no great defense of it. All Walker would have to say, by the way, is I did all that stuff in 2009. It was regrettable. I shouldn't have done it. It was an act of immorality, and I've changed my mind. You know how we know that would actually work politically? Because that's basically what Donald Trump did. He said, I used to be pro-choice. Now I'm pro-life. And pro-life voters were like, okay, so long as you say you're pro-life, I'm willing to go along with you. Herschel Walker says he's pro-life. But again, that does require you to at some point take the blame for having acted in a reverse way. Yesterday, Herschel Walker was asked about this story that a woman he had a child out of wedlock with, also he had an abortion with. And here was his answer.
Is there anything you need to be forgiven for vis-a-vis a woman whose name we do not know? Do you know who this woman is, and do you need to be forgiven?
Well, that's what's so funny. And I'm saying I've been forgiven because of all the things I did when I went to my the thing with my ex-wife and all that, and things I did I don't know how many years ago that I wrote in my book. I said, guys, I wasn't perfect. I had my problem with mental health, and I've been born again, but I have a new life, and I've been moving forward. And if that had happened, I would have said it, because there's nothing to be ashamed of there.
There's nothing to be ashamed of. There is a very odd line, and that, of course, is the headline coming out of that comment from Herschel Walker, which seems a bit convoluted. Now, I will say, a lot of people are going to continue to vote for Herschel Walker, and the reason why is because we are in a bipolar environment in which you got to pick one or you got to pick the other, and I think a lot of people are not willing to hear lectures on morality from a lot of the people who are now lecturing us about morality. When Rick Wilson of Lincoln Project, an organization that had one of its heads allegedly harassing young men, when we got Rick Wilson out there talking about how Herschel Walker's not a morally acceptable person, I think a lot of reactions from right-wingers are like, well, why would we possibly listen to you? Bottom line here is that is a winnable race that will probably not go the way Republicans want it to go, given these revelations. But Blake Masters could make up for that over in Arizona. Alrighty, coming up, Kanye West sets the world aflame by coming out as pro-life. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Voting is your right and civic duty. It is important to know who is running for office and to know the definition of proposed measures that are set to appear on the ballot. Read up on political issues and figure out where you stand. Get out and talk to people and learn more about who could represent you and your interests. Attend local forums involving political candidates and find out if their interests align with yours. Be informed. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA, 246-YMCA, or go online to sfymca.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
FightingBlindness.org.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So, according to the left-wing media, Kanye West is not crazy when he shouts at Taylor Swift on stage. He's crazy when he says he doesn't want to kill babies. He did an interview with Tucker Carlson last night in which he came out as clearly pro-life, and he made a point that Democrats simply cannot stand. He made the point that more black kids are killed every year in New York City than are born every year in New York City thanks to abortion. Again, one thing that is very telling about how the left responds to Kanye West is that when Kanye West goes on stage and is crazy with Taylor Swift, their response is, oh, that's amusing and not crazy at all. The minute he says he's pro-life, like, that guy's crazy. He's pro-life? No way. He's a black dude who's pro-life? That's impossible. Impossible. Kim Kardashian, by the way, is considered totally sane, despite all of her myriad sexual peccadilloes and the fact that anyone who dates Pete Davidson is by definition insane. Right? The media definition of insanity is not actual mental illness, which Kanye has actually acknowledged that he struggles with. That's not mental illness. Mental illness is when you're right-wing. Mental illness is when you put on a MAGA cap. Mental illness is when you say that you don't want to kill babies. That's the true mental illness. The pathologizing of right-wing viewpoints goes back a long way. It goes actually back to a book by Theodore Adorno called The Authoritarian Mind. The suggestion was that there was a pathological drive in capitalist societies that led people to become authoritarian. It was a Marxist view of what America was. And so the idea was that if you were right-wing, you were going to become a fascist. And that was because you were pathologically ingrained. There was something wrong with you. You were the kind of person who was abused as a child or who abused your own children. And that has made its way into modern politics in a variety of ways. People pathologizing their opponents, suggesting their opponents are mentally ill rather than just wrong, suggesting that there must be, you know, some sort of actual deep emotional disturbance that drives policy differences. Okay, well, here is Kanye last night on Tucker Carlson saying he's pro-life. And setting 1,000 ships aflame.
The lanyard's still on from it, and there's a photograph on it. What is that?
It's a photograph of a baby's ultrasound.
Why is that? And that you designed that?
Yes.
Why? What does that mean?
It just represents life. I'm pro-life.
Boy, so you wear it on a badge. What kind of response do you get? And good, amen. I agree.
I don't care about people's responses. I care about the fact that there's more black babies being aborted than born in New York City at this point, that 50% of black death in America is abortion. So I really don't care about people's responses. I perform for an audience of one, and that's God.
Wow. I mean, frankly, it sounds fantastic. Frankly, Kanye sounds much more sane than virtually everybody else in public life. And again, we are a society that rewards people for twerking in thongs while being 150 pounds overweight. But if you have an artist who creates art in which people sing about God, he did that at a recent show, and where you wear a badge honoring the unborn, and where you say that you do your work on behalf of the Almighty rather than on behalf of the mewling gaggles of foolish press members who seem to be impressed mainly by transgressivism, that's the real crazy, according to the left. Well, speaking of transgression, Kanye and Candace Owens, at this last show that Kanye did this week, they did a show, and Candace showed up to the show, and of course, again, set the world on fire, because this is one of the things that Candace is fond of doing. She and Kanye were standing next to each other wearing sweatshirts that said White Lives Matter. And of course, the whole point here was to generate debate, generate controversy, because the idea is supposed to be that all lives matter, right? It's not just Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter, you know, the people who advocated for that slogan, because the idea is that Black lives are particularly under threat in the United States. That is simply factually untrue. Black lives are not at more significant threat in the United States from white people and from the cops than white lives are. If Black lives are more at risk in the United States, that has nothing to do with systemic white racism. It has to do instead with the fact that, unfortunately, the murder rate in the Black community is extremely high. Virtually all murder that's committed in the United States is intra-racial. In fact, the only population in which most of the murders committed are not from within the own race is Asian. Every other race in the United States, most of the murders that are committed in the Hispanic community are committed by Hispanics. Most of the murders committed in the white community are by whites. Most of the murders committed in the Black community are by Blacks. And so this idea that Black Lives Matter promulgated, which is that that being a Black person in America means that you're just going to walk down the street, a white person is going to come by and lynch you. Every day is Jussie Smollett walking through the streets of Chicago at 3 a.m. in search of a Subway sandwich. None of that was true. And so White Lives Matter is sort of a response to that. Well, now Kanye has put out a message on Instagram defending his controversy. He said in a caption, quote, "Here's my latest response when people ask me why I made a tee that says White Lives Matter. They do." Well, I mean, that's terrible. How dare he say such a thing? Candace Owens left a comment on his latest post with multiple laughing, crying emojis. Jaden Smith reportedly immediately left his front row seat at the show when he saw the shirts. Ye apparently also got into a public battle with Vogue editor Gabriella Carifa Johnson, who called the apparel pure violence. So just to get this straight, it's pure violence to now say that White Lives Matter also. That's an act of violence. Actual violence is not violence. Shirts that I don't like are violence. Supermodel Gigi Hadid jumped to Carifa Johnson's defense saying, quote, "You wish you had a percentage of her intellect. You have no idea, haha. If there's actually a point to any of your bleeps, she might be the only person that could save you." Earlier in the week, the rapper shared an Instagram story. Everyone knows Black Lives Matter was a scam. Now it's over. You're welcome. Correct. Black Lives Matter as an organization was, in fact, a scam, which is why Candace Owens is bringing out a brand new documentary. It's called The Greatest Lie Ever Sold. That documentary is going to be available exclusively for Daily Wire Plus members on October 12th. And it exposes BLM. It takes a deep dive into the multi-million-dollar grift of the BLM Global Network Foundation and its former executive director, Patrice Cullors. Candace dropped the trailer for the documentary Thursday on Twitter, and Kanye West followed up by posting the clip to his nearly 18 million Instagram followers as well. According to DailyWire.com, in the film, Owens offers viewers the true story behind the life and death of George Floyd and the rise of the movement, with never-before-seen interviews from experts and insiders. Candace says, "Riots, violence, biblical heresy, that's the true story behind the George Floyd story. You look around you, you see what is left, a story that made its way around the world. You see the $90 million invested in the community. Where did all that money go? Because Black Lives Matter as an organization did scam people out of $90 million, and the money just poof, disappeared. As it turns out, Black Lives Matter as an organization has now been barred, I believe in California, from actually receiving donations because of all of their tax problems." We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, listen, it doesn't really matter what your politics are or who you voted for. Everybody should have the right to express themselves freely. Sadly, the big tech monopoly has instead opted for silencing tactics and censorship, and then they make money off your data. Well, to fight back against that, why not use ExpressVPN the way that I do? If you've ever wondered how free-to-access tech giants make all their cash, the answer is they track your searches, video history, everything you click on, and then they build a profile on you, and then they sell off all of your data to third parties. When you use ExpressVPN on your computer or phone, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding that IP address. That makes your activity much more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cybercriminals. What I like most is how easy it is to use. It takes just one click to protect all of your devices. This is why ExpressVPN is rated number one by Business Insider. Revoke big tech's right to your data. Secure your internet with a VPN I trust for online protection. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. That's expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Get 3 extra months for free with my exclusive link. Go to expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro right now to learn more. The company noted that the film takes a peek inside the curious role of big names like Chrissy Teigen in perpetuating the damage done to small businesses across the country and promises to leave no stone unturned and no receipt unread. Owens dropped the trailer for the documentary on Thursday, rebuffing that Black Lives Matter tweet from Jaden Smith, quote, "Ironically, you suffer from a life of tremendous white privilege. You say Black Lives Matter not because you mean it, but because you hope it provides you legitimacy within a community you never knew. The fraudulent BLM will be exposed on 10/12. Owen said, "Please wear black out of respect for the demise of the movement, which led Black America into further poverty, incarceration, and despair." Again, you can see that documentary, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold. You can see that October 12th, right next week, over at DailyWirePlus.com when you become a subscriber. I've seen it. It is shocking and groundbreaking, and it's typical Candace. So it's going to, as we say, create explosive situations. So it's worthy of the watch for sure. In fact, here's a little bit of the trailer.
So Black Lives Matter released their 990 IRS filing. They collected $80 million. Where is that money?
It's all here. Everything looks worse than it was.
Where have you seen that money impacted throughout the city? So my producer just sent me a link. It is just shocking to me because of how much money was raised to think that where he lives, the bills weren't being covered. Super frustrating, but that's a dead end, so. And here's where it gets really interesting. Ready for some BLM pride?
Well, meanwhile, the COVID crazies over at the NIH continue to promulgate their silliness. Anthony Fauci just will not go away. I thought he was going to retire. When does he leave? Apparently the answer is never. So Anthony Fauci yesterday did an interview with Stephen Colbert. Again, the attempt to turn public figures in responsible positions into celebrities is really kind of amazing. See, all these people are supposed to be plumbers. They're supposed to be people who do jobs. He's a doctor. He's supposed to be doing the doctoring. He's not supposed to be on Stephen Colbert. For a guy who says that he avoids the limelight, he suddenly finds his way into the limelight an awful lot. It turns out that it's really easy to turn down interviews. In fact, I do it all the time. The simple fact that Anthony Fauci continues to appear on late night TV is an astonishing thing to me. You want to undercut the science, I can't think of a better way. So here was Anthony Fauci joking around with Stephen Colbert last night.
Let me know if you need some condoms. I'll ask for you. Okay. Oh, spooky season is coming up. What scares you the most?
1,000 kids coming to my door breathing on me.
The kids frighten him, guys. That's why we got to mask the children, guys. If we mask the children, that means they'll all be safe. I mean, I am 80. So let's mask the whole country, and they won't go to school. But if they come here, I'll be very scared. That guy ran our public health policy for like 2 years. And he's still continuing, by the way, with this nonsense that you have to continue to vaccinate. I'm sorry, everyone in America has had COVID or the vaccination at this point, or both. A lot of people have had both. I had both. I was double vaxxed, and then I got COVID anyway, because that's what happens. And again, I'm not anti-vax for people who are highly vulnerable. The reason I originally got the vax is because we were told that it would help prevent transmission, and my parents were in their 60s. My parents got vaxxed. I'm glad they got vaxxed because, again, they're in their 60s. And what the vax has done is lowered the death rate pretty dramatically for people who are significantly vulnerable. But for people who are young and healthy, there's not really strong evidence that the vaccine has been useful and not a waste of time, that it prevents them from getting COVID, or that the symptoms they were going to get from COVID have been tremendously alleviated. The evidence there is very, very weak. And when it comes to particularly young men, the evidence that myocarditis events are happening at an elevated rate because of the vaccine are fairly strong. There was a report just last week talking about how the COVID vaccine did have an impact on women's periods. And we were told at the very beginning it didn't, that all that was a lie, and that if you were worried about that, it's because you were crazy. And they provided no studies to demonstrate this. Now, by the way, the latest booster was approved by the FDA on the basis of a study that featured, I believe, 8 mice. 8. And like 3% of the population took this COVID booster. And yet Anthony Fauci is still out there saying, no, we got to get more people to vaccinate. If we don't get more people to vaccinate, how can we go back to normal? I noticed that you're walking around a store maskless with Stephen Colbert. What exactly would you consider normal, Dr. Fauci? My kids have been in school for like a year and a half. What exactly would you consider the norm? I got on a crowded airplane and flew to Israel like a few days ago. But apparently, according to Anthony Fauci, we're not living in normal lands anymore. And we can't until every single person is 80% composed of the actual COVID vaccine.
We have 68% of our population is vaccinated, and only one half of those have gotten at least one boost. If you compare us to the other countries in the world, we are down in the ranking of vaccination, even below some low and middle income countries. So we've got to do better if we want to get back to a normality.
Oh, you know, better. Okay, so does he count natural immunity there? Of course not. Because if you include natural immunity, everyone has some form of immunity. And I mean, Omicron hit everyone. It was the most infectious disease I've ever seen in my entire life. The Omicron strain was 140 times as infectious as the original. And he's still out there saying that you need to get more jabs. It is an amazing thing. It is an amazing thing. Once these folks latch onto an idea, they never let go, no matter how much the evidence cuts against them. More on this in just a moment, but first, if you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride for the last couple of years, from the pandemic to inflation to incipient recession. I'm sure that you could use a break. Innovation Refunds can help you out. If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. There's no payback. It is a refund on your taxes. The challenge is, how do you get your hands on it? How do you cut through the red tape, get your business the refund money? Well, you head on over to GetRefunds.com. Their team of tax attorneys are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you, too. They do all the work, no charge up front. Simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just head on over to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few quick questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time, so you need to get started right now. Don't miss out. Head on over to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com, 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 to start saving money today. Alrighty, coming up, will there be another war in the Middle East in the near future? Looks like it may be in the offing in Lebanon. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Dust off your lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Wind River Resort and Casino to see the award-winning Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band remains one of the most accomplished bands in American roots music.
You and me go fishing in the dark.
This high-energy show will fill the event center Friday, October 7th. Tickets start at $30.
Plus fees. Must be 21 to attend.
Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Dust off your lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
Association.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. In one of the little-noticed stories happening internationally right now, conflict is brewing between Lebanon and Israel. Israel rejected increased demands from Lebanon in maritime border talks on Thursday. This has been sort of an undercovered situation. There is a debate over oil fields in the Mediterranean Sea that are really in Israeli territory. Hezbollah, which is a terrorist group, has been trying to claim control of those particular areas. Defense Minister Benny Gantz, according to the Jerusalem Post, instructed the defense establishment to prepare for any scenario in which tensions increase in the northern arena, including defense and offense readiness. The instruction was issued following an assessment of the situation with the IDF Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Aviv Kohavi and other senior military officials and defense officials. Shortly afterward, the Security Cabinet authorized Prime Minister Yair Lapid, Gantz, and alternative Prime Minister Naftali Bennett to take decisions if there were to be an escalation in the north. Gantz warned Israel will defend its infrastructure regardless of the outcome for negotiations. Lapid had rejected changes proposed by Lebanon to a maritime border agreement drafted by the United States. So Lapid had made pretty significant concessions to the Lebanese government and to Hezbollah, which had driven extraordinary discontent in Israel, particularly from his political opposition led by Benjamin Netanyahu. There's an election that's going to happen here. There's an election here every 5 minutes. There's an election that's going to happen here in Israel again in the next 3 weeks or so. And so the opposition had been beating Lapid up over this deal that he cut with Hezbollah. He had been claiming that it was a big victory for Israel. Well, now Hezbollah is walking away from the negotiating table because, once again, terrorist groups do not want to come to agreements with Israel. The bottom line in the Middle East, there's one group of people who like to make peace, and there's one group of people who really, really do not. And if they have a partner at any point, the group of people who like to make peace will make peace. This is why the Abraham Accords happened. But if there's nobody on the other side of that table, ain't no peace getting made. According to the Jerusalem Post, exploration has not yet begun in Qana, which is this Qana gas field in the Mediterranean. The amount of gas in the reservoir is unknown, and immediate buyout could fall short of the actual value of the gas in Israeli waters. So basically, the deal was that Hezbollah was going to get to develop that field, but they were going to give a payout to Israel for the portion in Israeli waters. The proposal that Israel agreed to accept stated that that payout would be royalties to Israel for the gas extracted from its waters. Another element Lapid rejected was Lebanon's refusal to extend what is called the buoy line as a border. The line in question is an obstacle extending 5 kilometers into the sea from Rosh HaNikra, which is the very northernmost point of Israel, along the border with Lebanon. And the government had argued the line was vulnerable because Israel had established it unilaterally as a zone necessary for it to have freedom of action for its security. And the agreement with Lebanon would enshrine that line in international law. That buoy line, which apparently Lapid was going to get Lebanon to accept, is now being thrown out by the Lebanese. So now Lebanon has to change the language describing the buoy line to avoid accepting it as an international border. So, you know, things could heat up pretty quickly over there. A war with Hezbollah would be a very serious war. It would not be like the recent rounds of Gaza violence, which have amounted to, at the high point, maybe 10, 15,000 rockets being shot from Gaza. We're talking low-res rockets, meaning that they're not targeted rockets. They're kind of dumb rockets being shot at generalized population centers in Israel. Hezbollah is armed with hundreds of thousands of much more sophisticated rockets aimed at the north in Israel. If that were to happen, then Israel's Air Force would go into full destroy mode. And there would be serious carnage. The people that Israel is faced with on its borders are very unkind people, shall we say that? Hezbollah is a group of terrorists. By the way, I should mention here that the group of people Israel faces in the West Bank are also not particularly kind as well, a story that will be dramatically undercovered by the mainstream media because it cuts against the idea that Israel is the problem in the region. According to the Jerusalem Post, a Palestinian man who fled the West Bank into Israel after his sexual orientation was revealed, he was gay, was kidnapped and brutally beheaded in Hebron, according to videos circulating on social media from early Thursday morning. Footage of the lifeless body of Ahmed Hakam Hamdi Abu Marachia, 25 years old, being carried in the Palestinian city emerged late on Wednesday night. The PA, the Palestinian Authority, opened an investigation into the murder. But those close to Ahmed are certain he was killed due to his sexuality. So, amazing things happening over in the nascent Palestinian state. Okay, meanwhile, in culture news, the left is in a full-scale celebration mode because Velma from Scooby-Doo is now a lesbian. So once you notice the face tattoo syndrome, you can't unsee it, the face tattoo phenomenon. The left does something that is transgressive, and they celebrate it. It's like a big, amazing thing. It's so important. And then people say, I'm not sure I like that you are taking a children's character from cartoon TV and turning her into an open lesbian, because this is a TV show that is directed at like 7, 8, 9-year-olds, Scooby-Doo. And I understand that we have infantilized our adult population, so now all of our 35-year-olds think they're 8. But there are actual 8-year-olds who watch Scooby-Doo, right? And so if you notice that maybe we shouldn't be doing sexual orientation teaching in Scooby-Doo, then they're like, how dare you? Why do you think this is important? Why are you noticing? Right? Face tattoo syndrome. You walk in, guy with a face tattoo, you look at the face tattoo, he's like, what are you staring at, man? I was like, well, it's your face tattoo. That's what I'm staring at. Okay, so there's an entire article in the Washington Post titled, Yep, Velma is a Lesbian. A new film removes any doubt. In just 13 seconds, a viral clip from the latest Scooby-Doo movie released on streaming services this week settled decades of speculation and fan debates. Velma Dinkley is gay. Undoubtedly, unambiguously gay. The scene, clipped from Trick or Treat Scooby-Doo and shared on Twitter Monday night, starts with Velma as we've always seen her. The short brunette bob and bangs, the black rectangular glasses, that iconic bulky orange turtleneck and maroon pleated skirt, she strides past her fellow sleuths, Daphne Blake and Fred Jones, a box of Scooby snacks in her hands, gives the eponymous Great Dane. But mid-sentence, she trails off. A lush orchestral arrangement starts playing. A series of captions pop up on screen highlighting different features of the woman standing in front of her. The costume designing crime boss, Coco Diablo. Obviously brilliant, incredible glasses, amazing turtleneck, loves animals. Velma exhibits all the telltale signs of cartoon swooning. She blushes. Her eyeglasses fogs. Jinkies, she sighs. Later, Velma professes her thirst for Diablo outright to her best friend Daphne. I'm crushing big time, Daphne. What do I do? What do I say? And of course, this is, it's so exciting. Watching the new movie with her family during dinner on Monday night, 18-year-old Trinity Wheeler was thrilled to see something new, the scenes of Velma affirming her attraction to women. She shared a few clips on Twitter as proof finally Velma was queer. The response has been overwhelmingly positive. The wonder. I'm just going to say, I do not think that it is a good thing that that cartoons that are made for small children are now being infused with gay and lesbian content. I know this is supposed to be wildly controversial. It is not. And the fact that the left continues to try to hijack these things on behalf of their particular political persuasion is demonstrative of their attempt to mainline an ideology into kids that their parents do not share. This is why parents should be on the lookout. It's also why you should subscribe to Daily Wire Plus and why we are going to be providing you with rival children's content that is not going to indoctrinate your kids in left-wing social values. All right, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back after Sukkot with much, much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The president says otherwise, but according to his handlers, there's no change in America's nuclear posture. This after Mr. Biden claimed we're looking at nuclear Armageddon.
The president told political donors this week that Russia's threat to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine has brought the world closer to Armageddon than at any time since the Cuban Missile Crisis. But White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says there's no imminent threat.
We have not seen any reason to adjust our own strategic nuclear posture, nor do we have indication that Russia is preparing to imminently use nuclear weapons.
She says the president was reinforcing the seriousness with how the U.S. views Moscow's nuclear threats. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Republicans want to impeach President Biden's border chief. Congressman Chip Roy of Texas says the surge in illegal immigration is proof that Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas should be ousted. South Texas Republicans furious. The vice president's visiting the state this weekend, but will be nowhere near the border. Vice President Harris will be in Austin Saturday to headline a Democratic Party fundraiser. She's also going to sit in with a pro-abortion group. Nebraska Republican Senator Ben Sasse expected to retire from the Senate by the end of the year to become president of the University of Florida.
In a tweet, Senator Sasse described the University of Florida as, quote, the most important institution in the nation's most economically dynamic state. Sources close to the senator say he'll likely step down sometime between mid-November and mid-December, giving Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts time to appoint a successor. That person would then have to compete to hold the seat in a special election in 2024. The university says Sasse will visit the campus on Monday to meet with students and faculty. Bob Agner reporting.
And the entire Uvalde, Texas School District police force placed on suspension. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
It was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Chicago police are looking into increasing security at police stations after some trouble. Correspondent Rita Foley has more.
Police say on Wednesday, a man walked into the lobby of a police station on the city's west side with a gun wrapped in a plastic bag and started shouting anti-police statements. They say when he pointed the gun at officers, at least three of them opened fire. He was shot in the shoulder and charged with assault. A week and a half ago, police shot and wounded another man at a different police station who they say grabbed handguns off a table and pointed them at officers who were involved in SWAT training. That man's in jail. I'm Rita Foley.
A Texas man's facing up to 20 years in prison for flying a drone into a Fort Worth prison yard. Brian Henderson admitted to loading the drone with drugs for a prisoner, including crystal meth. The drone also carried two prepaid cell phones and nine MP3 players. News and analysis at townhall.com. Today marked Vladimir Putin's 70th birthday.
But the Kremlin strongman may not be in much of a celebratory mood. His army is suffering humiliating defeats in Ukraine. Hundreds of thousands of Russians are fleeing his mobilization order, and his top lieutenants have been publicly insulting military leaders. A senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment puts it this way: "This is really a hard moment for him, but he can't accuse anyone else. He did it himself." Rich Thomason reporting.
Drought and extreme heat severely damage much of the cotton harvest in the U.S., which produces about 35% of the world's crop. And nowhere is this more apparent than the Texas High Plains, the region that grows most of the crop in the nation's top cotton-producing state. Forecasters and agricultural economists are saying that Texas cotton farmers could lose nearly 70% of what they planted in the spring. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. This show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Make sure you protect your online data today at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, Joe Biden is now saying true things about the risk of nuclear war with Russia. The problem is he has no strategy to deal with it. And when he says these true things publicly, all he does is increase the incentive for Vladimir Putin to threaten the use of nuclear weapons. See, here's the thing about being president. It's a different job than what I do for a living. What I do for a living is I explain to people how politics works. I try to give a bird's eye view of what is going on a daily basis from a conservative perspective. What Joe Biden does is governance. And governance requires that you actually have an eye on policy. You have an eye on what exactly you are going to do. When you are Joe Biden, however, you apparently don't think about this. And this is why it's a real problem what he said to a bunch of donors, even though I agree with much of what he said to the donors. There are certain things you don't say out loud in public if you're the president of the United States, because you are skewing the incentive structure for your enemies. And this is a perfect example of that. So here's what Joe Biden said, according to the Associated Press. He said on Thursday that the risk of nuclear Armageddon is at the highest level since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis, as Russian officials speak of the possibility of using tactical nuclear weapons after suffering massive setbacks in the eight-month invasion of Ukraine. Speaking at a fundraiser for the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, Biden said that Putin was, quote, a guy I know fairly well, and that the Russian leader was not joking when he talks about the use of tactical nuclear weapons or biological or chemical weapons. He added, quote, we have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis. He suggested the threat from Putin is real because his military is, you might say, significantly underperforming. Now, you've heard me say the same thing. I actually agree with every word of that. The thing is, I'm not the president of the United States who is currently pursuing an extraordinarily strenuous war with the Russians, including the use of American material and funding. Here's the problem. If you're the president of the United States and you are pursuing a strategy that basically says Ukraine wins, Russia loses, this means one of two things has to happen. One, you think that Vladimir Putin is bluffing. You think that when he's talking about the use of biological, nuclear, chemical weapons, that he's lying, that that isn't true. And the reason that that isn't true is because he's so fearful of the United States' response or NATO's response that he's just not going to do it. And so we are going to call his bluff, and we are going to essentially do the militaristic thing. Right? And we're just going to continue along our merry way funding the Ukrainians in this war, even if they are pushing into the Donbass region, even if they are now pushing into Crimea, even if they've already pushed beyond the borders of this war from when the war first began, right? If they're pushing back on the 2014 territorial gains made by the Russians. And so that is possibility number one, is you think Putin's bluffing. But Biden just took that off the table, right? He says he doesn't think that Putin is bluffing, which means that you better damn well have a strategic deterrent available in order to dissuade Vladimir Putin from using nuclear weapons, tactical nuclear weapons. And this is the part that Biden doesn't actually talk about. He doesn't actually say what it is that we will do to deter Vladimir Putin from using his nuclear weapons. Because we obviously take the threat seriously. So that means that we must have some sort of response that is dissuading Vladimir Putin from using his nuclear weapons. And Biden apparently said nothing about that. Which means that, effectively speaking, Putin now knows Biden's mind. And he knows that he's got Biden over a barrel. Because if Biden has no strategic response to the possibility of use of nuclear weapons, then that means that there's going to have to be an off-ramp. And it means that Putin actually has the whip hand in seeking the off-ramp. See, if you're seeking a credible off-ramp here, what you'd really want to do is say to Russia, listen, we don't fear you. Your best opportunity to get something out of this deal is to take the off-ramp. But if what you're saying to Vladimir Putin is, we do fear you. We fear you're going to use nuclear weapons. And we have no good strategic response to dissuade you from doing so. Who then has the upper hand? Vladimir Putin has the upper hand in those negotiations. By the way, the evidence that Vladimir Putin has the upper hand in the negotiations actually comes courtesy of the North Koreans. Okay, there's a reason why North Korea is suddenly increasing its missile tests. And you may not have noticed it because there's so much going on in the news. But according to The Guardian, millions of residents of northern Japan will have felt a sense of deja vu on Tuesday morning when they were alerted to a North Korean missile flying overhead. 5 years earlier, they had twice been shaken from their slumber by Japanese government warnings to seek shelter after missile launches by Pyongyang. The intermediate range missile involved in this week's test was far from buzzing the rooftops of Hokkaido farmhouses. It flew at an altitude of 1,000 kilometers as it made its way to the Pacific Ocean, where it splashed down without incident about 3,000 kilometers east of Japan. But it caused a lot of anxiety among residents. North Korea has been ramping up dramatically its use of missile technology, trying to freak the West out, because this is what North Korea does. Basically, North Korea constantly participates in nuclear rent-seeking. They threaten the use of nuclear weapons. They threaten the use of missiles. And then they hope that somebody hands them money. They basically engage in blackmail against the West. And they tend to ramp that up when they believe that the West is fearful, when they believe that the West is vulnerable. And this happens to be that particular time. According to the UK Guardian, in strategic terms, Pyongyang's more assertive behavior is a consequence of global political instability that has given it an opportunity to provoke its neighbors without fear of inviting another round of sanctions. The war in Ukraine has not only become a distraction for Joe Biden, it has opened the door to closer ties between Pyongyang and Moscow, while recent Chinese military activity in the Taiwan Strait has enabled the North to exploit rising tensions between Washington and Beijing. North Korea is a case in point, like a perfect case in point of, if you get one nuke, you can remain in power literally forever. That's how strong the nuclear deterrent is. And so the North Koreans are currently looking at how the West is treating Vladimir Putin, taking his threats incredibly seriously, as they should, but without any real sort of strategic attempt at deterrence. And they're thinking, we can do whatever we want. We can now blackmail the West in the same way that Vladimir Putin is blackmailing the West. More on this in just a moment. But first, if you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride for the last couple of years, from the pandemic to inflation to incipient recession. I'm sure that you could use a break. Innovation Refunds can help you out. If your business has 5 or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. There's no payback. It is a refund on your taxes. The challenge is, how do you get your hands on it? How do you cut through the red tape, get your business the refund money? Well, you head on over to GetRefunds.com. Their team of tax attorneys are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you too. They do all the work, no charge up front, simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just head on over to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few quick questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time, so you need to get started right now. Don't miss out. Head on over to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com, 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 to start saving money today. According to The Guardian, the heady days of unity on display in 2017, when the UN Security Council, including Russia and China, imposed heavy sanctions on the North, are over. Disunity means more serious provocations lie on the horizon as the North continues to exploit Ukraine, Taiwan, and a hamstrung Security Council to push its status as legitimate nuclear state. So again, the evidence that people do not fear the United States and do not fear the West if they have a nuclear weapon, which is why Iran is desperately seeking a nuclear weapon right now. A nuke means that you can now hold the West hostage. It's because of language like the language that Joe Biden is using. When he says that we are very close to nuclear Armageddon, and then, he's not making clear what he would do if a tactical nuclear weapon were used in Ukraine to dissuade Vladimir Putin from doing that. Like, a credible deterrent relies on the naked display of possibility of power. That is what happens here. And the great lie of the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis is that it ended because JFK was strong. The truth is it ended because JFK made a bunch of concessions about use of American missiles and the American Missile Shield in places like Turkey. There's an actual trade of Jupiter missiles in Turkey for the missiles that were being put in Cuba. Okay, but the bottom line here is this. Biden has now limited his options because he said this stuff publicly. According to the Associated Press, U.S. officials for months have warned of the prospect that Russia could use weapons of mass destruction in Ukraine as it has faced a series of strategic setbacks on the battlefield, though Biden's remarks have marked the starkest warnings yet issued by the U.S. government about the nuclear stakes. It was not immediately clear whether Biden was referring to any new assessment of Russian intentions. As recently as this week, U.S. officials said they have seen no change to Russia's nuclear forces that require a change in the alert posture of U.S. nuclear forces. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said on Tuesday, quote, "We have not seen any reason to adjust our own strategic nuclear posture, nor do we have indication that Russia is preparing to imminently use nuclear weapons." So, again, Joe Biden is saying what his administration is not, right? His administration is saying, we're not seeing any sea change here. We think that it's quite possible that a bluff is happening. But meanwhile, you have Joe Biden out there saying it's not a bluff. Biden challenged the Russian nuclear doctrine, warning that the use of lower yield tactical weapons could quickly spiral out of control into global destruction. He said, "I don't think there's any such thing as the ability to easily use a tactical nuclear weapon and not end up with Armageddon." He added he was still trying to figure out an off-ramp for Putin in Ukraine. He says, "Where does he find a way out? Where does he find himself in a position that does not only lose face but lose significant power within Russia?" And again, the question really is one for the United States to pose. Like, what off-ramp are you offering to Vladimir Putin if you're doing this? So if you are going to take the Russian threat seriously, then you have to say, on the one hand, what David Petraeus said, right, the former commander of CENTCOM, you're going to have to say to Vladimir Putin, if you use a tactical nuclear weapon, we are going to sink every ship in the Baltic. We are going to take out all strategic Russian forces in the Ukrainian region, all of them, and we will use NATO forces to do that. So you better not use a tactical nuclear weapon, or you're going to end up on the wrong side of the stick. And simultaneously, we are offering you this carrot. Here's an off-ramp. You get to keep certain parts of the Donbass region. You get to keep Crimea, and that's the off-ramp. You need a carrot and you need a stick. The problem is that Joe Biden is not making clear exactly what the carrot is or what the stick is. All that he's making clear is that he takes Vladimir Putin incredibly seriously, which means that Vladimir Putin now has the miscalculation of thinking that he has Biden over a barrel because of his threats to use nuclear weapons. And meanwhile, the Biden administration is being excessively unclear about what it actually means, what are its limits in Ukraine. So if you really fear nuclear war, then are you really willing to arm the Ukrainians with significant forward weaponry? Like, how far are you willing to go? Again, you could be willing to do both, but you have to make that clear. You can say to the Russians, listen, your best off-ramp is now. And your best off-ramp is now because we are about to give significant offensive weaponry to the Ukrainians so they can be on the move in places like Crimea and the Donbass region. And all the rest of what I just said, right? If you use nuclear weapons, we're going to take out pretty much all your forces in Ukraine. We have air superiority. And by the way, here's an off-ramp. But he's not doing any of these things. Like, the complete miasmatic approach to policy here, the lack of clarity with regard to policy. And then, if you're going to be completely miasmatic, then I have to assume from the outside that maybe there are negotiations going on behind the scenes. But when you go out and you say this stuff publicly in front of Democratic donors, what you're doing is you are skewing means this happens all the time. Do you want to know how we got war in Ukraine? It was through strategic ambiguity in which the president of the United States made very unclear what the United States would do in case of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Vladimir Putin called what he thought was the West bluff, and it turns out the West was not bluffing, at least economically speaking and in terms of material aid to Ukraine. And this is frequently how wars get started. I've made this point over and over and over before. When you're talking about the original Iraqi invasion of Kuwait, there's a lot of suggestion that there was an American diplomat named April Gillespie who, in negotiations with the Iraqis, basically said, listen, if you guys go into Kuwait, it's going to be hands off. Now, she denies that's the case. There's a lot of questions about what she actually said, what she didn't say. But clearly, Iraq thought that they weren't going to get the response from the West that they got when they went into Kuwait. When World War I broke out, pretty much everybody thought that that was going to be an incredibly short war with small territorial gains made, and then everybody goes back to status quo ante. Miscalculation is very often what leads to war. And the same thing is true, by the way, with regard to World War II. And the fact is that when Hitler invaded Poland, his thought was that the West was probably not going to respond very strongly to his invasion of Poland. They were going to make a bit of a fuss, and then they were going to shut up. And that, of course, is not what happened. And clarity is what you need. And so, again, when you make clear that you fear your enemy, which is what Joe Biden just did in that speech, but then you don't make clear what the response is going to be, what your strategy is, what the off-ramp is, what is Vladimir Putin to take away from that except that he can continue to push where there is strategic mush, which has always been the Russian way of doing business. And then combine that with the fact that Ukraine is asking for ever more provocative weaponry. And when I say provocative, I don't mean that the Russians aren't going to put – I mean, the Russians literally started this war. I don't blame Vladimir Zelensky for asking for more weaponry here. He's attempting to defend his country. He's attempting to restore the borders that were taken from him in 2014. I totally get Ukraine asking for the weaponry. The question is, what is the West doing here? And I don't think that Joe Biden can answer that question. I'm not sure that NATO can answer that question at this point. And unless you can answer that question, that creates the ambiguity that leads to further escalation. The Wall Street Journal reporting today, flush with recent battlefield successes, Ukrainian officials are pressing their case for acquiring longer-range missiles to strike deeper into Russian-held territory, including Crimea, raising questions about how aggressively the Biden administration will support Kyiv's war aims. U.S. officials have urged Ukraine to focus its battles in the eastern and southern parts of the country, particularly around Kharkiv and Kherson, where it has made its largest gains since Russia's February 24th invasion. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials are reviving their pleas for more weaponry, including advanced systems like the U.S. Army Tactical Missile System, or ATACMS, congressional and U.S. officials said. Those long-range missiles are wanted in part to strike into Crimea, which Russia is using as a base to launch Iranian-made drones, congressional and Ukrainian officials said. President Biden has so far declined to provide Ukraine with those weapons, which would be capable of reaching deep into Russian territory. So again, complete ambiguity. What exactly, what are you willing to give them? What are you not willing to give them? What are you willing to do? What are you not willing to do? And that confusion is leading to a prolonged exposure here to the possibility of Russia upping the ante. Alrighty, we'll get to more on this in 1 second. First, let's talk about a simple fact. We will all die. That's a depressing thought. But you could be walking down the street, and suddenly an alligator is just hurled from the bushes at you. And next thing you know, you're battling off that alligator and thinking back to this very moment, listening to this very ad, or Policy Genius, and thinking, man, I really should have listened to Shapiro and gotten that life insurance. Policy Genius is the smarter way to find and buy the right coverage for you and your family. Policy Genius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes with top companies, so you don't pay a cent more than you have to for that coverage. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $17 per month for $500,000 in coverage. And Policy Genius has licensed agents who can help you find options that offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius is not incentivized to recommend one insurer over another, so you can trust their guidance because, again, they work for you. There are no personal fees. All your personal info is kept private. It's no wonder these guys have thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot. So your loved ones deserve the financial safety net provided by life insurance. You deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com right now. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up, more on the looming catastrophe in Ukraine. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Order may be required.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden is being very unclear about what he plans to do in Ukraine. That could have some really dire ramifications. Zelensky is now calling on NATO to actually launch preemptive strikes on Russia, which, of course, NATO is not willing to do. Here's Zelensky yesterday. Says, what should NATO do? Eliminate the possibility of Russia using nuclear weapons. But what is important, I once again appeal to the international community, as I did before February 24th. You need preemptive strikes, so they'll know what happens to them if they use nukes and not the other way around. Don't wait for Russia's nuclear strikes and then say, oh, since you did this, take that from us. Okay, well, there's only one problem with that. If you preemptively strike Russian territory, presumably that's almost a guarantee that Vladimir Putin has to use some sort of nuclear weapon on the battlefield because his military simply is not cutting it. When deterrence fails, things escalate. And right now, deterrence already failed in terms of preventing the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And now it's failing again in terms of nuclear weapons use. There's a point that Walter Russell Mead makes in the Wall Street Journal today. He says the question on Putin's mind is, would he risk New York in order to keep Odessa free? The reality is that Putin's failing military skedaddles east across occupied Ukraine, nuclear weapons are looking more attractive. That's not so much because a tactical nuclear strike would be effective against widely scattered Ukrainian forces in the field. It's more that Putin hopes the political shockwaves set off by nuclear explosions in Europe would shatter the West's resolve to support Ukraine. Is Germany willing to lose Berlin to save Kyiv? Are Americans ready to risk New York in order to keep Odessa free? These are the questions that Putin is asking himself, and the future of the world may depend on his answers. Meanwhile, the Biden administration faces a terrible dilemma. To yield to Putin's nuclear blackmail would be a cowardly act of appeasement from which Neville Chamberlain would recoil and which would open the door to more nuclear blackmail. But to lead the Western alliance into an open-ended nuclear confrontation with Russia is to risk the most catastrophic of wars. To avoid these unacceptable alternatives, says Walter Russell Mead, the Biden administration must deter Putin from using nuclear weapons in the Ukraine conflict, even as it continues to support Ukraine in its battles to drive the invaders back. Deterrence is more complicated than it looks. The Biden administration's efforts to deter Russia have had little success so far. In February, Putin blew past the Biden administration's barrage of threats and diplomacy to launch that war in Ukraine. Not deterring Russia's aggression was one of the costliest failures in recent American foreign policy, but it isn't clear the Biden administration understands what went wrong and how similar mistakes might be undercutting its diplomatic efforts today. Unintentionally and unwittingly, the administration sent Russia mixed messages last winter. On the one hand, a dramatic burst of diplomacy worked to coordinate a broad Western response to the potential invasion. Biden officials broke with precedent to declassify and publicize highly sensitive information about Putin's plans in ways that dramatically undercut Russia's official statements and propaganda. That intelligence helped build Western unity in the face of the Russian attack. Biden officials are right to take credit for that unorthodox but effective campaign. At the same time, however, senior American policymakers seriously overestimated Russia's military strength and acumen. They urged allies to evacuate, and they offered Zelensky an airplane to flee. This is hardly a message of deterrence. Says Walter Russell Mead, we're going to have to do better this time if we expect to deter him from using nuclear weapons. Putin already knows fear of a Russian nuclear response has affected American and ally policy. We have limited Ukraine's access to long-range missile systems that could hit Russian territory. Other NATO allies, including Germany, have made similar calculations. So from Putin's point of view, nuclear blackmail is working. Walter Russell Mead says the only way to deter any possible use of nuclear weapons is to make Putin believe the consequences of such use will be ruinous for Russia as a state and for him as its ruler, and that the West won't flinch when the time for action comes. And this is right. You have to offer both. But Biden is not offering both. And now he has undercut his own sort of quasi-message, which is that Russia's bluffing, that Putin ain't going to do this. It's, as per usual, the president's mouth has now created a massive mess for himself. And that is going to be a mess for the United States. The West better get on the same page, and they better do it rather quickly, because if they do not, the possibility of an actual nuclear exchange with Russia is rising day by day. It turns out that bad articulation of foreign policy ends with really bad outcomes. See, the thing about Donald Trump when he was president of the United States, the rip on President Trump, is that President Trump said whatever came to mind, and that President Trump was completely unpredictable. But at least that unpredictability worked for Trump, meaning he was so crazy that you didn't know what he was going to do. Was he going to fire a missile into Syria, or was he going to give Kim Jong-un a bro hug? You really didn't know what he was going to do on a day-by-day level. Was he going to threaten North Korea with the mother of all wars, or was he going to write love letters? And no one knew. And so that sort of strategic, not ambiguity, but complete bewilderment, I think, worked in his favor. With Biden, it just looks like befuddlement. It doesn't even look like volatility, which sometimes can work in your favor. Like the craziest guy in the room is the one you don't want to fight. Biden doesn't look crazy. Right now, he just looks befuddled and weak. And that's a serious problem when you're talking about the possibility of nuclear weapon use, particularly on the European continent. Alrighty, coming up, the federal government is thinking about prosecuting Hunter Biden, but not for the stuff you think it might prosecute him for. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HGA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, Bob
the drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K Care Net Race Run Walk starts at 9 a.m. Saturday, October 22nd at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. Whether you like to race or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K Care Net Race Run Walk for only $30 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenetreading.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit pregnancy resource center right here in Redding. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus immediately following the race for participants. That's the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 22nd at 9 o'clock. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
By Solve ME.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So there's a report in the Washington Post today that the feds are thinking about prosecuting Hunter Biden, but not for the big guy, Tony Bobulinski China stuff. The Washington Post says that federal agents investigating President Biden's son Hunter have gathered what they believe is sufficient evidence to charge him with tax crimes and a false statement related to a gun purchase, according to people familiar with the case. The next step is for the U.S. attorney in Delaware to decide on whether to file such charges. The investigation into Hunter Biden began in 2018. It became a central focus for then-President Trump during his unsuccessful 2020 re-election effort, according to the Washington Post. Initially, the investigation centered around Hunter Biden's finances related to overseas business ties and consulting work. Over time, investigators with multiple agencies focused closely on whether he did not report all of his income, whether he lied on gun purchase paperwork. In 2018, agents determined months ago they'd assembled a viable criminal case against the younger Biden, but it's ultimately up to prosecutors at the DOJ, not agents, to decide whether to file charges. Attorney General Merrick Garland has made clear that the U.S. attorney in Delaware, David Weiss, who was nominated by Trump in late 2017, is supervising the case, and Garland has vowed there will be no political interference. Now, what's weird about this, of course, is that most of the allegations surrounding Hunter Biden that anybody cares about have little to do with the fact that he lied on his gun paperwork when he said that he had not used drugs, and then he then took that gun and like threw it in a dumpster, and all that sort of personal silliness and mess. Nor does anybody really care about whether Hunter Biden paid his taxes in full. What people really are wondering about is how much money was funneled to Hunter Biden. Did any of that money see Joe Biden? Who was the big guy in all of those messages that were released by Tony Bobulinski, who was the guy who was working with Hunter Biden, right? That is the stuff that people actually care about. And so from the outside, what it looks like here, this leak to the Washington Post, what it looks like is a way of getting everybody off your back from the right by saying that we are going after Hunter Biden without actually exposing Joe Biden to any serious legal risk. That's what this looks like. Because, again, all that information is public. And there's no reason to think that Tony Bobulinski was lying when he was talking about his meetings with Joe Biden and Hunter, or that he was lying when he talked about the structure of these businesses. Instead, it mostly looks at whenever there's a leak to the media, you have to ask, what is the interest of the people who are leaking? One of the great, I would say, public institutional tragedies of the United States over the course of the last several years, really starting with the advent of the Trump administration, is the leakiness of the so-called deep state, meaning long-term employees in these major institutions like the FBI or the DOJ. The Obama administration was very not leaky. And the reason the Obama administration was not particularly leaky is because that administration didn't need a leak. Everybody in the deep state agreed with Barack Obama's agenda. And so you just didn't get the same level of leaks to the media. Under Trump, all these people wanted to demonstrate they hated Trump. So they just leaked consistently and usually against whatever Trump's preferred policy was. Well, now you're seeing a lot of these agencies leak in defense of themselves and in order to prevent blowback when it comes to, for example, whether Hunter and Joe were involved in China corruption or whether Hunter was involved in Ukraine corruption that violated the law. According to the Washington Post, any charging decision involving the Biden case is especially fraught because Trump and his allies have made accusations of corruption in Hunter Biden's business dealings, a key line of attack against Democrats both before and after the 2020 presidential race. The Biden probe has proceeded with relatively little fanfare in recent months amid the much larger and more public DOJ and FBI investigation into whether Trump mishandled classified materials at Mar-a-Lago. Well, I mean, that is true. It also raises the question of why exactly we have not heard any leaks with regard to Hunter's business affairs in China. In December 2020, federal agents sought to interview Hunter, leading him to publicly acknowledge he was under investigation. Hunter Biden's lawyer said in a statement on Thursday he has had no contact whatsoever with any federal investigative agent. Therefore, a rendition of the case from such an agent is inherently biased, one-sided, and inaccurate. It is regrettable that law enforcement agents appear to be violating the law to prejudice a case against a person who is a target simply because of his family name. Well, there are those of us on the right who are suspicious that perhaps the reason that he is not being targeted on the more obvious basis for legal violation is because of his family name. Because the FBI and the DOJ really would prefer not to involve Joe Biden in a probe of Hunter. And so they are finding ancillary reasons to probe Hunter Biden and maybe put him away. A little bit more on this in just a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Well, meanwhile, Joe Biden is increasingly desperate. The elections do not look like they're going to go his way. A lot of the Senate races we'll discuss in a little while are actually getting closer, not further apart. The Senate race in Arizona suddenly looks very, very close between Blake Masters and Mark Kelly over in Arizona, which puts another piece of the map on the board for the Republicans, even if it looks like Georgia is beginning to recede as a possibility, thanks to Herschel Walker's personal issues. Well, what has this prompted Joe Biden to do? It's prompted Joe Biden to do what presidents very frequently do. It has prompted him to pander. So we saw this in 2012 from Barack Obama. So in 2012, Barack Obama, who was in danger of losing his reelect effort, he started basically parceling off pieces of policy to various what he felt were demographic interest groups, right? He did the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program in 2012 in an attempt to garner Hispanic votes. He came out in favor of same-sex marriage in order to garner gay and lesbian votes. He talked an awful lot about equity in an attempt to jack up the black vote, right? This is something that he did routinely in 2012. And so it is not a surprise that Joe Biden, about a month before the election, has decided that he is now going to issue federal pardons for using or possessing marijuana. Now, this all sounds fine and good to most people because very few people believe that if you smoke a joint, you should go to jail just for smoking a joint. As somebody who deeply believes that pot use is something you're doing that damages you and you should not be using pot, and that most of the things people say about pot, even if they were once true, are no longer true because pot has become significantly more potent in the forms that is currently distributed. Sometimes it is being laced with fentanyl, which makes it actually addictive. The notion, by the way, that pot is completely non-addictive is a lie. There are very, very good scientific studies demonstrating the addictive nature of marijuana for an enormous number of people. Beyond that, the amount of brain damage that you do as a young person regularly using marijuana is extraordinarily real. It is quite serious. It makes you lazy. It makes you stupid. Okay, so I'm speaking as a person who is very anti-pot use. With that said, do I want people going to jail for simply using pot? The answer, of course, is no. However, if you are a drug dealer, I would prefer that you be in jail. Because drug dealers are dealing drugs to minors. They're dealing drugs to kids. And there are legal pot dispensaries all over the United States, I would say unfortunately now at this point. But if you are dealing drugs illegally, you should go to jail. So what Joe Biden is now doing is he's really attempting to remove the criminal records of an enormous number of people in an attempt to jack up the vote, particularly among young people and among minorities who are disproportionately represented in the population of people who are in jail for possession offenses. I'll explain in a minute why this is incredibly stupid. Okay, but here's what he just did. He put out a statement saying yesterday, quote, "As I often said during my campaign for president, no one should be in jail just for using or possessing marijuana," which comes as a shock to Kamala Harris, the cop. "Sending people to prison for possessing marijuana has upended too many lives and incarcerated people for conduct that many states no longer prohibit. Criminal records for marijuana possession have also imposed needless barriers to employment, housing, and educational opportunities. And while white and black and brown people use marijuana at similar rates, black and brown people have been arrested, prosecuted, and convicted at disproportionate rates." You can see he's saying the quiet part out loud here. He's saying black and brown people are going to jail more often for drugs, and so I want to free those people of any sort of records that they can presumably vote again. "Today, I'm announcing three steps I'm taking to end this failed approach. First, I'm announcing a pardon of all prior federal offenses of simple possession of marijuana. I've directed the AG to develop an administrative process for the issuance of certificates of pardon to eligible individuals. There are thousands of people who have prior federal convictions for marijuana possession who may be denied employment, housing, or educational opportunities as a result. My action will help relieve the collateral consequences arising from these convictions. Second, I'm urging all governors to do the same with regard to state offenses. Just as no one should be in federal prison solely due to the possession of marijuana, no one should be in local jail or state prison for that reason either. Third, I'm asking the Secretary of Health and Human Services and the AG to initiate the administrative process to review expeditiously how marijuana is scheduled under federal law. Federal law currently classifies marijuana in Schedule 1 of the Controlled Substances Act, the classification meant for dangerous substances. This is the same schedule as for heroin and LSD, and even higher than the classification for fentanyl and meth, the drugs that are driving our overdose epidemic. Finally, even as federal and state regulation of marijuana changes, important limitations on trafficking, marketing, and underage sales should stay in place. Too many lives have been upended because of our failed approach to marijuana. It's time we right these wrongs." Okay, so the real reason Joe Biden is doing this is obviously as a political pander. The reason that this is bad policy is because simple possession for marijuana is usually pled down. The reason that people are in jail for possession of marijuana is not because there are people who are smoking pot in their bedroom and the police bust down the door. That is not why people are going to jail for marijuana possession. The reason that people are going to jail for marijuana possession is because that is a plea deal. Statistically speaking, a very high percentage of people who are in prison for simple possession were originally charged with drug trafficking. They're people who actually had pounds of marijuana, and they were distributing the pounds of marijuana. And because our justice system is so wildly overburdened, what very often ends up happening is the prosecutor comes to the lawyer for the defense and they say, "Listen, we can go to trial on the drug trafficking offense, and your client goes to jail for 10, 15, 20 years for violating federal drug trafficking statute. Or, alternatively, your client goes to jail for a year and a half, and we plead it down, right? Plead it down to simple possession." In other words, many of the people who are now going to be issued pardons are not actually just people who are smoking pot in their basement and being losers. A huge number of those people are people who were actively trafficking and pled that down, criminally speaking, to a possession charge. And the only reason that prosecutors pled that down is because possession was a crime. So if possession had not been a crime, they wouldn't have pled it down. They would have gone to trial, or the plea deal would have involved a lower-level trafficking offense. So what Joe Biden is actively doing right now, just to be straight about who is now being pardoned, he is pardoning people who are drug traffickers. It just as a factual matter, or alleged drug traffickers. So the great lie, of course, here is again, that this is just dopes at your high school who were smoking pot behind the gym who are going to jail. Again, not true. And when it comes to trafficking, and this is, again, why there's disparate rates in terms of jailing, when it comes to white, black, and brown people using marijuana at similar rates, but black people and brown people being arrested, prosecuted, and convicted at disproportionate rates, a couple reasons for that. One, the notion that everybody is using pot at similar rates is reliant on self-reported surveys, which are the worst form of surveys, right? They just go ask a bunch of people, have you used pot in a certain amount of time? And then they use that as sort of the proxy for how many people are actually using pot, as opposed to, for example, encounters with the police. Also, again, the number of people per race on a per capita basis who are trafficking drugs is not similar. And so the people who are being arrested for that sort of stuff is dissimilar. So that is what Joe Biden is doing right now. It's a very obvious political pander. It's an attempt to do what Democrats have been attempting to do across the nation, which is to essentially make it easier for people who are convicted of crimes to vote again. And the reason they want to do that is because they believe that people who are convicted of crimes are more likely to vote Democrat, which undoubtedly is true. Now, the reason that Joe Biden is having to make these sort of pandering moves is because, of course, his administration is collapsing on a number of fronts, particularly on the economic front. We'll get to that in just a minute. But first, a word from our partners at Noble Gold.
NobleGoldInvestments.com. Inflation is real, and the rate only seems to be going upwards. Soon, $1 million in your retirement account won't even last as long as you need it. Look, you need to store the value of your money, and you need to do it fast. The solution is NobleGoldInvestments.com. a precious metals IRA acts like a shield for inflation. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're truly a natural choice for your retirement portfolio. Act now, and with any qualified purchase, mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. You heard right. Just mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Don't let inflation affect you or your retirement one more day. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Investment involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up, Joe Biden is making a last-minute gambit in this election. He is pardoning criminals. We'll get to that in a moment. This is Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
REU, along with more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is not-for-profit and is publicly owned by our customers. This year, REU is celebrating 101 years of serving the city of Reading. October 2nd through the 8th is Public Power Week, when we celebrate the benefits of living and working in a public power community. These benefits include safe, reliable, and affordable electric service to residents and businesses. REU takes pride in providing excellent service, engaging with our customers, and working for our community.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All 3 locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden is having a rough time of it in this election cycle. So he's decided that perhaps he can create some new voters by pardoning people who are convicted criminals. And the reason he needs more voters is because he is very, very bad at his job. So OPEC, as we pointed out yesterday, has now decided that they're going to lower the amount of oil that they are putting into distribution. They are doing so because the price of oil has been dropping rather precipitously thanks to the increase in the interest rates, which means people have less disposable income, which means they're spending less money on gas. And if they're spending less money on gas, typical supply and demand suggests that producers are going to start producing less because, again, the profit margins have now gone way down. Well, Joe Biden, instead of recognizing that oil is a national security issue and treating energy supply the way that he should, you know, by increasing the amount of energy actually produced in the United States. Like, what's amazing right now, and I almost can't get over it, is there's a very famous Bismarck quote that he says that God protects idiots, children, drunkards in the United States of America. And that seems to be true internationally speaking. This Ukraine war has resulted in basically every single major Western country now being very much dependent on the United States, militarily, economically, in terms of energy. And Joe Biden is taking advantage of none of these things, like none of them. He is not increasing energy production in the United States so as to help our allies in Western and Eastern Europe. He is not increasing the military budget in order to make sure that we can protect ourselves against China and also offer some sort of carrot to our friends and allies across the world. Like, America's influence right now could be at its apex. Seriously, like in American history, we could be at our apex right now. And instead, Joe Biden is blowing it because he wants to pursue other projects. And instead, we are now dependent on places like OPEC for oil and natural gas, which is totally crazy because we were oil independent. We were carbon fossil fuel independent as of like 3 years ago. So meanwhile, Joe Biden is relegated just whining about the Saudis and the Russians cutting off the oil supply. Here was Joe Biden yesterday.
The trip was not essentially for oil. The trip was about the Middle East and about Israel and rationalization of positions. But it is a disappointment, and it says that there are problems.
Are you worried about U.S. gas?
Where is he going? He's like, I was in Saudi Arabia to kiss MBS's butt, and it was not about the oil. It was about bye. And like that slow walk away is just spectacular. Like, where is he going? Look at that. There he goes. And he's slowly backing away. Where is he going? And then like he realizes that he should have just turned around and walked away when he was by the cameras. Again, this doddering old fool. It's incredible stuff. That back away is fantastic. We need to actually Photoshop in the Homer Simpson bushes right there because he's legit walking back into the bushes in that clip. Just spectacular stuff. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's energy advisor, he is suggesting, well, you know what? In the end, this is really, it's, you know what? Is it, other countries are just going to hate Russia and Saudi for this. They're going to be so mad at Russia and Saudi. Those low-income countries, they see that Saudi and Russia are hurting them. Oh, is that what they're saying? Is it really? Or are places like India becoming more dependent on Saudi and Russia and attempting to cut a deal with those countries because they believe that the West is getting off the form of energy they need most? Here is Joe Biden's energy advisor being an idiot.
We have brought the prices down, but not to a point where it justified a reduction in cut announcement by OPEC. And frankly, a lot of countries around the world, specifically low-income countries, are seeing that Saudi Arabia and Russia are colluding against them. And that's really unfortunate.
No, what's unfortunate is that we're not taking advantage of that. If you actually believe that Russia and Saudi are cutting against the interests of a bunch of developing nations who we would like to turn into allies, you know what would be amazing right now is if we could just hand them some oil. Right, Russia and Saudi, they cut off your oil. Well, you know who's your friend? We're your friend. And here's the thing, the United States is the world's largest energy producer and could be producing way more energy. But instead, this administration has a bizarre and pathological commitment to the idea that the United States should produce less energy. But you know who they will allow to produce energy? They will allow Venezuela to produce energy. So we're now making overtures to one of the most brutal dictators in the entire South American continent, in Nicolas Maduro, who is not the legitimate leader of Venezuela, has maintained power simply through sheer force. According to the Wall Street Journal, the Biden administration is preparing to scale down sanctions on Venezuela's authoritarian regime. So at the same time that we're yelling at Joe Biden, at the same time that Joe Biden is yelling at Vladimir Putin about being an evil dictator who invades foreign countries and then we don't like how he's handling his oil supply, what if we told another dictator who is relegating his citizens to eating dogs in Caracas that we will lower the sanctions on him so he can provide oil? Sounds amazing. This is a well-thought-out foreign policy if you were dropped on your head as a baby. And according to the Wall Street Journal, we are now lowering the sanctions on Maduro so that we can pump more oil from Venezuela. In exchange for the significant sanctions relief, the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro would resume long-suspended talks with the country's opposition to discuss conditions needed to hold free and fair elections in 2024, the people said. Oh, I'm sure that's going to be very fruitful. So I guess the fig leaf here is that Maduro gets lower sanctions, we get oil, and he has to pretend that he's going to listen to the opposition for 5 seconds, which of course he is not going to do. The U.S., Venezuela's government, and some Venezuelan opposition figures have also worked out a deal that would free up hundreds of millions of dollars in Venezuelan state funds frozen in American banks to pay for the imports of food, medicine, and equipment for the country's battered electricity grid and municipal water systems. Let's see, some Venezuelan opposition figures, I would assume, we're not talking about, you know, the ones who actually want to replace Maduro. U.S. officials said details are still under discussion and cautioned the deal could fall through because it is contingent on Maduro's top aides resuming talks with the opposition in good faith. Adrian Watson, spokeswoman for the National Security Council, said, quote, there are no plans to change our sanctions policy without constructive steps from the Maduro regime. Well, it's not like the United States has ever been played along these lines before. It's not as though the West has ever attempted to cut peace deals with some of the world's worst human beings only to see those people spit in their face. I mean, that happens literally. I mean, it's not as though we watched last year after a supposed peace deal with the Taliban ended in the complete surrender of the country to the Taliban and the subjugation of 38 million people to 8th century barbarians. It's not as though the United States has brokered peace deals before with actual terrorist groups like the Palestinian Authority, only to watch Yasser Arafat go and speak in Arabic about how Israel needed to be wiped off the map. Again, you know what could have alleviated this? If we just drilled, that would have alleviated so much of this. But again, they're never going to move away from that proposal. Right? Why? Because they are committed full scale to the idea that the only thing that matters when it comes to the energy sector is cutting reliance on fossil fuels entirely. So now we are just doing what Europe did. Europe said, we're going to go green. It'll be great. And then they made themselves dependent on a dictator in their hemisphere, Vladimir Putin, for their oil and natural gas supply. The United States, meanwhile, we are saying, man, we should go green. Green is amazing because climate change. And meanwhile, we're like going under the table to some of the world's worst human beings and saying to them, could you please pump us a little more oil? And then we're getting mad at them when they lower the amount of oil they're pumping. Truly amazing policymaking from this disaster of an administration. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House is being questioned on President Biden's remarks about the possibility of Armageddon. The president made the remark Thursday when talking about Russian President Vladimir Putin possibly using nuclear weapons in Ukraine. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says America's nuclear posture has not changed. A million Facebook users' login information may have been compromised. Meta researchers found more than 400 malicious apps designed to steal login information. Residents in Florida who evacuated because of Hurricane Ian have returned home.
Some residents of Florida's Barrier Island starting to return. Alan Bickford dealing with a thick layer of stinky muck covering the floors of his Pine Island home.
The outpouring of help is just amazing.
Joe Kutzko says it's just him and his elderly parents, so he's doing all the cleanup and it's heartbreaking.
I have 30 years of my life gone.
The National Alliance on Mental Illness's Beth Hatch says the emotional toll is immense.
People don't really know where to begin, so we need that. We need that hand-holding.
Temporary repairs to the causeway connecting Pine Island were done Wednesday. Fixing the Sanibel Island causeway could take until late October. I'm Julie Walker.
Another court order reinstituting abortion.
The Arizona Court of Appeals has reversed a trial court order that allowed the enforcement of a pre-statehood law, making it a crime to provide nearly all abortions. The decision means that abortions can again take place in Arizona unless the state Supreme Court steps in. Friday's ruling says Pima County Superior Court Judge Kelly Johnson's decision to lift an injunction in place since 1973 failed to consider arguments raised by Planned Parenthood. The U.S. Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade in June, and abortion is now illegal in more than a dozen states. Keith Peters reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The fact of pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The UN says global food prices have fallen for a sixth successive month after hitting a peak following the outbreak of the war in Ukraine in February.
The latest fall in prices has been driven by vegetable oils, thanks to large stocks and a seasonal production boost in Southeast Asia. Dairy, meat and sugar prices are also down, according to the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization. However, prices for cereals, including wheat, which are considered essential foods, have risen. That's because of concerns about bad weather ruining harvests, but also that a UN-brokered deal between Ukraine and Russia, which allowed crop exports from Ukraine to resume, expires next month.
BBC correspondent Jonathan Josephs. Drought and extreme heat severely damage much of the cotton harvest in the United States, which produces about 35% of the world's crop. And nowhere is this more apparent than the Texas High Plains. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Democratic senator is distancing himself from President Biden on immigration policy. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
During a debate this week with his GOP opponent, Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona called the U.S.-Mexico border a mess and said his fellow Democrats don't understand border issues. Kelly also described as dumb President Biden's plans to end a pandemic-era program that allows for the speedy removal of immigrants in the name of public health. The closely watched Arizona race could help determine party control of the Senate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The brother of the suspect in the kidnapping and murder of a family in Merced, California, is taken into custody, charged with criminal conspiracy, accessory to a crime, and destroying evidence. Alberto Salgado's brother, Jesus, is accused of killing 4 family members, 1 an 8-month-old baby. They were reported missing Monday from a trucking business. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Today, President Biden pardoned all people convicted of possessing marijuana under federal law. Signaling. Signaling a major step towards legalization. I'm pretty sure Biden's approval rating is about to get high for the first time.
It's about to get high. I get it. That's a little play on words. That's because when you smoke pot, you get high, see, and now his approval rating for the first time is going to get high. Today, maybe crack. Maybe start pardoning people for crack and cocaine because his criminal hoe-chasing stripper knocker-upper criminal son, you know, he's a crack-smoking cokehead. He's a junkie, and with the Russian prostitutes and the Russian gangsters and the videos and the no-show job in Ukraine. Maybe he should probably pardon everyone that had million-dollar no-show jobs in Ukraine, too. That'd be a good idea, don't you think? And he should pardon himself, everybody that pressured foreign governments to fire people investigating corruption in foreign countries when their family had a vested interest in stopping the investigation. Maybe that should be on the table, too. I'm just, you know, making suggestions, just spitballing here. Don't want to leap to any conclusions here. Well, good Friday to you, and welcome. Our country is a crazy place. The wheels are off. It's not like they're coming off. They're off. And, boy, the Democrats are ruining our cities, aren't they? One city after quite systematically, it would seem, methodically ruining our cities. Pretty amazing, amazing stuff. And I got to tell my best girl and I, we're, you know, we like to get out and about in the city and all that stuff. And we happened upon yesterday evening, can't even say last night because it was still daylight, a blood-drenched crime scene on the streets of Washington, D.C., because the Democrats are making everything better. And while we were there talking, I know a few people, I'm talking to some police, I'm talking to some local independent media people on a street corner where there's blood all over the sidewalk, right? Blood in the streets, it's up to my ankles. Blood in the streets, it's up to my knees. And there's blood everywhere. And I'm talking to buddies and say, oh, yeah, by the way, right up the street, there's someone pinned under the subway train at Friendship Heights Metro Station, which is, I'm right here at the radio station. I could drive a golf ball to the, in fact, I could use an iron. I don't even, like a nine iron, I could hit to the Metro for Friendship Heights, the subway stop. And there was somebody pinned under, was it a woman? I think it might have been a woman, pinned under the subway train. And then a minute later, at 31st and Brandywine Streets, also quite close to the radio station, a carjacking. Used to be a pretty nice neighborhood, but the Democrats are burning every city in America to the ground. There is an election coming up. If you like murder, vote for the Democrats. If you like carjackings, vote for the Democrats. If you like blood on the sidewalk and, you know, ambulances whizzing by you at a high rate of speed with sirens going, then by all means, vote Democrat, because the Democrats will give you more murder, more crime. They will defund the police, and then they'll lie to you about it and say, oh, I'm not for defunding the police. We're just redirecting the funds to crack or something like that. Pretty amazing stuff. So we got a little bit of that, and I want to talk about some of this and what we saw, what we experienced. And it's this morning I was driving in, I was singing a song to myself from the album 12 Dreams, The 12 Dreams of Dr. Sardonicus by the band Spirit. Everybody knows that album, right? Nobody knows that album. But I was singing a song. Living in the city, I've been abused. He has. And it's called Animal Zoo, the song. I was singing that to myself. And but I sing a lot. You know, I try not to do as much of it here as I do in the rest of my life. Just for your sake, for your benefit, of course. All right, so we got a lot going on because yesterday the news broke. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. Turns out some prosecutor somewhere has decided that it looks like there are enough crimes that have been committed by Hunter Biden that he could be charged with some really minor, almost irrelevant offenses that would not lead to anything more than a slap on the wrist. And then we're all supposed to pretend in the United States of America, which is an incredibly corrupt country, that that's going to be sufficient, that that's, oh, see, that's been addressed and dealt with. But, of course, it's what's the term? A big lie. It's a big lie that they're peddling. On the front page of the very corrupt Washington Post, they had Devlin Barrett and Perry Stein, who are dedicated Democrat Party stenographers. They're from the girls' steno pool down at the DNC. And the headline is, agents see viable case against Hunter Biden. Charging him with tax, comma, other crimes would be up to a Trump appointee. You never notice how whenever it's a Republican U.S. attorney or prosecutor, it's always, they always, the fake media, the Devlin Barretts and the Perry Steins of the radical left-wing fascist construct in America, they always identify the, oh, Trump appointee. But if he's an Obama appointee, then he's just a U.S. attorney, right? Then he's just a prosecutor. Because the Democrats, they appoint criminals, and Perry Stein and Devlin Barrett, they like that. That's, as long as there are radical left-wing extremists in charge, we're happy. Keeping in mind, it's actually my screensaver of the day on my iPad. It's the Benito Mussolini quote that fascism is the merger of state and corporate power. And in the 21st century, the most important corporate powers are the media oligarchs, the information oligarchs, and, of course, the billionaire Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post. And he is very much in bed naked with the Democrat Party, as, of course, Jack Dorsey of Twitter crushing the Hunter Biden story on the lead-up to Election Day. The FBI, which tampered with the elections, the election in the presidential election in 2020. They're corrupt. The FBI is corrupt. Oh, we got more corruption from them yesterday, too. I sent out this story on the FBI yesterday, shared it with a few friends. And the FBI, they got their crime statistics. The national crime statistics came out yesterday. But they're a lie from the FBI. But they're a giant lie. Here's the thing about them is that they lie all the time now. New FBI national crime data released with glaring holes in major cities, including New York City and Los Angeles, left out of the, and not only that, and that's what the media is all focusing on, but I'm going to get into it a little more deeply than that, because it turns out that the FBI is going with these completely fake crime statistics. Hey, homicides up only 4 or 5% in 2021 over 2020. However, in 2020, compared to 2019, they were up by about 30%. And then this year's crime statistics from the Fascist Bureau of Intimidation, they leave out, how many? Is that not half of the police departments across the country? But I'm going to get into this because they leave out an enormous percentage, the FBI does. And I sent to my friends, to a couple of my friends, I sent a link to the story from the New York Post. And I wrote, just how many eyes does the FBI have to be blackened? It's not like, a steak or chicken blackened. They get a black eye. They get a black eye for this, a black eye for that. The FBI has more black eyes. You got to be some kind of a 100-headed hydra. Is that a hydra or a hydra? To have as many eyes as the FBI has that have been blackened. Their reputation has been so incredibly sullied. And back to the Washington Post, agency viable case against Hunter Biden. Hey, wait a minute. Here's this form he filled out to get a handgun. And he lied on the form. He didn't check the boxes about drug abuse and criminal convictions and being kicked out of the Navy for repeated drug violations. He left. Now, we knew this years ago, right? And now the fake news media, like the fake Devlin Barrett and the fake Perry Stein, they're slapping themselves in the forehead. Hey, wait a minute. I'm slapping myself in the forehead with the heel of my hand. He lied on the form to get a gun. This is the gun. Remember when he was, boffing his sister's widow, right? Which is creepy. Hunter Biden dating his brother's widow. Thanks for the correction. His brother's widow. Which is unsavory as someone with, grew up as one of six boys. That's taboo, at least in a normal, healthy family. And it was in our family too. And he's dating his brother's widow. Amazing. Remember the brother's widow took the gun and dropped it in the garbage can behind a high-end grocery store? That was the way the media described the grocery store. And then the Secret Service came and covered it up. You remember that? They covered up the gun, which, he lied on the form. Now, we knew all this years ago. And now, a mere, 3 years later, hey, wait a minute, the FBI and the prosecutor and the Washington Post are like, wait a minute. Now, we've seen the form. This was, all of this has been covered again and again. But now we're pretending that there's something to see here. And by the way, they're leaving out all of the important stuff, the big crimes, representing foreign governments and doing the necessary paperwork for all that. But when you're a Biden, because nobody beeps with a Biden, right? That's what Joe Biden said. We played the audio yesterday. Certainly the FBI doesn't tell you that much because, the Democrats have corrupted the hell out of the FBI. And if the FBI comes knocking at your door, don't open it. Yeah? They may come back with like 20 guys and a battering ram and ballistic shields and rifles. And then the FBI will say, no, no, it was only 15 or 20 agents. We're not really sure. We don't keep track. And it wasn't a SWAT team. Sure, they were all wearing stage 3 body armor, and they were carrying M4 rifles, and they had helmets with lights on them. But they weren't technically a SWAT team. See, this is what they do. This is the government that we have in the United States of America today. Pretty amazing stuff. So we got that. Now, let me tell you, maybe my favorite audio for today going to be Kanye West. I like to call him Kanye West. He calls himself Ye now. Ye. Y-E. But I'm going to call him Kanye West so everybody knows who we're talking about. And he was on the Tucker Carlson program last night. And it was really something to watch. Part 2 is on tonight. I would recommend watching it. What an amazing interview this was. And here's the, he's got a big problem, Kanye West does. He tells the truth. And he is an African-American man with great influence. I think he has like 7 billion followers on various social media platforms or something. Millions and millions of followers. And the Democrats, they need to beat him down because he's not towing the line, right? And then Jason Whitlock, you know Jason Whitlock? He's got a show and he writes and he's a fun guy and a smart guy. I always like Jason Whitlock. He was on after the Kanye West interview, and he, I thought he sounded a lot like me, actually, Jason Whitlock on the radio television last night. And I want to share that audio of Kanye and then Jason Whitlock, because it's all about the Democratic Party and what the party of slavery and the Confederacy and the Civil War and the KKK and Jim Crow, you know, the Democrat Party. And they haven't changed at all. The rhetoric has changed a bit, but they really haven't changed at all. So I want to get into that with you. Hunter Biden. You remember, Hunter Biden, he had to give over half his salary to his father because his father is a crook. He's a gangster. Nobody beeps with a Biden, right? We got that. And the crime statistics from the FBI, completely corrupted, completely useless. But guess what? It benefits the Democratic Party to water down, to hide the true statistics, because they changed the methodology by which the crime statistics are collected, the FBI did. And now we have fake crime statistics coming from a corrupt fascist Bureau of Investigation. It's an amazing thing to see. We've got stories from the border for you, and a collection, another semi-tractor trailer filled with illegal aliens yesterday in Texas. Long as, you're not going to hear about it because it wasn't in Martha's Vineyard where left-wing millionaires have their homes. So you're not going to hear about it, but I'm going to share it with you. You know, remember the one with 53 dead illegal aliens in the back? The Democrats don't care about that. As long as you don't drop the dead bodies in Martha's Vineyard, they're fine with it. So lots of amazing stuff for you today. And our little, brush with crime and blood-drenched sidewalks in Washington, D.C. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed? Or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. With Staples Free Tech Take Back, we'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit one reward per month. Redeemable in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Okay, three more climbers, seven loggers.
Ted's Sustainably Sourced Logging Company is growing a new branch.
What about truck driver contracts?
Which means a new HR manager will be the first hire to fall.
Then we'll need to staff up the warehouse.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-613-7996. That's 800-613-7996. 800-613-7996. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. No matter the season, talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
From tailgate parties to busy weeknights, the flavor experts at Omaha Steaks made it easy to savor all of fall's flavors with mouth-watering assortments of perfectly aged steaks, ultra-juicy burgers, and easy, ready-in-a-flash comfort meals. Right now, shop their semi-annual sale and get 50% off site-wide. Use promo code SIZZLE at checkout for an additional $30 off of your order. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com, code SIZZLE at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code SIZZLE. Minimum order may be required.
Living in the city, I've been abused. He has jobs I keep the people I need. But don't do more than make me amused.
Everywhere I turn now, just more bad news. Goodbye,
so don't look now.
Gonna find me a way to the animal zoo. Oh no, well something went wrong. Well, you're much too fat and a little too long. Hey, hey, got too much to lose. Gotta find my way back to the animal zoo.
Hey,
That's right. Not everybody plays 12 Dreams of Dr. Sardonicus on their show by Spirit. Classic stuff. But the our little stroll, you know that my best girl and I, we like to make our way around the big city here, Washington, D.C., and we hike and we walk. We call it hiking. It's walking. But there are no mountains right here, so we do it in an urban environment. There are some minor hills. And yesterday, walking around, and then we, the screams. First, I heard the screams. And what are the screams? And it's a lady, it's a woman screaming. And we kind of ignored it at first because it was some distance off. Then the sirens. And so I said, well, let's go look. First, I said, let's go look. And my best girl said, okay, let's go look. So we go up. And Wisconsin Avenue, the radio station is just off of Wisconsin Avenue. Wisconsin Avenue, close to the National Cathedral. And there's a grocery store there, a giant grocery store. And the police cars and the ambulances arrive. And we get up there, and there's blood all over the sidewalk. It's sprayed all over. Obviously, an artery has been opened. And so what happened? I'm talking to people, and I know people. I know some people. And start talking, and turns out two guys, they stabbed each other. It was like, because when you're a jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. And these two, one guy, it turns out, whips out a knife. They might have been fighting over the screaming woman, we're told. And guy number one stabs guy number two in the neck. He stabs him in the neck like that. And then the other guy, he whips out his own knife. And he stabs the other guy in the abdomen. And so there's blood everywhere. And you could see it was spraying because it's like dots of blood, but over there and over there, not a single pool of blood, but it's like sprayed like one of Hunter Biden's paintings where he puts the paint in his mouth and sprays it out through a straw, blows it up. It was like that. Plenty of it covering a 15-foot area. And it was kind of interesting. And since we were already at the grocery store, we did a little shopping.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The Democrats are making Washington better. See, that's what they do. They're making Chicago better. They're making New York better. They're making San Francisco better. That's why people are fleeing all of these cities in droves. These people, can you say these people? Man, oh, man. And I do look forward to getting to Kanye West and to Jason Whitlock, because there's some great stuff about the Democrat Party. If you're black and you vote Democrat, you want to listen to all of this. That's for sure. If you're white and you vote Democrat, you want to listen to all. If you vote Democrat, you want to listen to all this. Really, anybody, I think, should want to listen to all this. But we'll get into that. In the meantime, not their lead story in the Washington Post today. The lead story is denial of 2020 is rife among GOP hopefuls. It's rife. Denial of 2020. By that, do you mean the denial, deny that the year 2020 ever happened? What do you mean by that? Pretty crazy stuff. And they're not only their lead editorial today, their only editorial. It goes down the whole length of the page. How to confront the rising power of the GOP's election deniers. And interesting, they never mention Hillary Clinton saying that the election was stolen from her by Donald Trump. They never mention that Terry McAuliffe, the DNC chairman and former governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, how did that happen? Denying that he denied the 2000 election and the 2004 election. And then there's Stacey Abrams, famous election denier, Democrat. She still thinks she's governor. She's quite delusional. But they didn't mention that in these two gigantic, lengthy pieces attacking Republicans in the oligarch press. It looks like a newspaper, but it's not. Keeping in mind, what is fascism? It's a merger That's right. It's a merger between the party, the government, and corporate entities. That's, man, oh, man. I'm telling you, these Democrats. Also, my friend Tim, who's a good Catholic, reminds me that, you know, Hunter Biden having sex with his brother's widow, which is creepy. My friend Tim, good Catholic, says, you know, sleeping with your brother's wife is how Henry VIII got started and the genesis of his Anglican church. But the Bidens, they're Catholic, right? And Puerto Rican and Greek and black and Jewish. And they're also closely related to the Chameleon family. Interestingly. Yeah, but the story just below the denial of 20, and I'm going to get to this, denial of 2020 is rife among GOP hopefuls. The smear campaign, also on the front page of the Washington Post today, GOP crisis in Walker race, nearly 2 years in the making. And this is Herschel Walker, front page smear piece. Now, this is not a local Atlanta newspaper. It's not a Georgia newspaper. It's the national smear of Herschel Walker by the racist Democrat Party. It's amazing. There is a second smear piece on Herschel Walker in today's Washington Post also. Where's that? Oh, it's on the front page of the style section. Another smear piece. They got an African-American woman to do the smear piece on the front page of the style section. Hey, we're going to smear Herschel Walker again today. Okay, who'd like to do the story? Me. Choose me. Choose me. No, I'm sorry. We need a woman of color to smear him this time. Let's do that. So the multiple smears today, the smear of Herschel Walker has four reporters on the front page. Washington Post smear of Herschel Walker. You know why? Because the Democrats, that means the Washington Post, are fighting violently to hold on to control of the U.S. Senate for the, you know, for the Democrat Party. That's how corrupt our news media is and how corrupt the Democrat Party is. Right? But also on the front page, not as prominent as the denial of 2020 rife among GOP officials, is agents see viable case against Hunter Biden. Charging him with tax, comma, other crimes, would be up to a Trump appointee. But they never say that when it goes before an Obama appointee, that it's an Obama appointee, because they're not a newspaper, they're a criminal organization. Federal agents investigating President Biden's son, Hunter, have gathered what they believe is sufficient evidence to charge him with tax crimes and false statements related to a gun purchase, according to people familiar with the case. They talk to people who are familiar with the case. The next step is for the U.S. attorney in Delaware, comma, a Trump administration holdover, comma. See, you know, I mean, again, that's the old double standard that we see right here. And now the Democrats, they suddenly want to see people prosecuted for leaking to the Washington Post for the first time ever, right? Because here's the thing. This leak doubtless came to the Washington Post. I mean, you got to look at the players here. The Washington Post got the leak because it was being provided to the Washington Post by Democrats who are seeking to corrupt the process and smooth things over, tamp it down, and point out quickly in the subheadline and in the lead paragraph that the U.S. attorney is a Trump holdover. Right? Because that makes it sound like, well, if you're a Democrat, now you don't have to pay any attention to it and just get back to stabbing and shooting people. Oh, yeah, by the way, there was a mass shooting in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Doesn't even make, well, I watched my best girl and I watched two local news programs last night. No mention of two people being stabbed. No mention of the person underneath the subway train at Friendship Heights. No mention. They did mention the mass shooting of four people being shot on North Capitol Street, just a short distance from the U.S. Capitol. But that's okay. The Washington Post continues, a Trump administration holdover to decide whether to file such charges, these people said. Can you say these people? I guess the Washington Post can, right? Because one set of rules for them, another set of rules for everybody else. Ask the Reverend Al Charlatan. Now, a lawyer, a corrupt lawyer named Chris Clark, who represents Hunter Biden, He said he's very angry that there was a leak. Now, for 4 years of the Trump administration, there were daily leaks. And I pointed these out. And I said, you know, all of these leaks are felonies. I pointed it out all the time. And nothing was ever done about any of them because, you know, it serves the interests of the Democrat Party. And so I point that out all the time. But here's the lawyer, Chris Clark, for Hunter Biden. Can you imagine what a schizoid lawyer you've got to be to represent Hunter Biden? He says, it's a federal felony for a federal agent to leak information about a grand jury investigation such as this one. Isn't it a federal grand jury? Shouldn't have you have said federal three times in that sentence? It's a federal felony as opposed to a local felony for a federal agent. How do you know it's a federal agent? To leak information about a grand jury investigation such a, I think the lawyer, Chris Clark, is my suspect number one on the leak right here. We expect the DOJ will diligently investigate and prosecute such bad actors. Yeah, because that happens all the time, right? The New York Times and the Washington Post live on leaks from federal government employees. Every single day. And I always point out, I've been pointing this out for years and years. Oh, and three sources told us, because they didn't believe the first two, they had to go get it. Seven sources told us, multiple people familiar with the facts, people close to the investigation. And these leaks, these newspapers would be 2 pages instead of 20 pages if it weren't for the leaks. It is proper and legally required, says the lawyer Chris Clark. We believe the prosecutors in this case are diligently weighing not just evidence provided by agents. He means the ones that leaked and you want to have prosecuted and put in prison for committing federal felonies, but also all the other witnesses in this case. That's a lie. Tony Bobulinski is a major witness, and he was squeezed out by the FBI. Remember that Tim Tebow, that crooked FBI agent that was allowed to resign instead of being put in ankle shackles and dragged away for being a political actor working on behalf of the Democrats and the Biden family? Just saying. You know what I'm saying. So that's an amazing thing. We've got a leak on the story. Now we've got calls on this. Let's go to the phones, and then I have audio for you as well. Let's go to Michael. Let's go to Eric. Calling from Springfield, Illinois. Eric, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Oh, you know, pretty well, all things considered.
We talked before, remember when we talked about the crack pipe kit that the government was giving when I was one that told you about the Charboy, the Brillo pad they were using for a coke screen. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I'm the same guy. Anyway, I was listening to your buddy Mark Levin last night. And he said that this thing with Hunter Biden, they're going to charge him with all these crimes, is a trap. They're going to dummy down the crimes. They're going to dummy down to nothing where he gets charged and walks away with it. Then it's a predicate to charge Trump. So they can say, hey, look, we charged Hunter Biden. Now we're going to charge Trump. See, all is fair. And I think it's a trap.
Well,
my opinion is that they're going to do it just so they can do it.
Well, you think they'll charge him with something, but look, if they do, like they have this form that he lied on that Eric, you know, I talked about, Mark, you know, the great one, my friend Mark Levin, who's always right about everything and has been forever. And this is, you know, this is definitely, you know, Hunter Biden is not going to jail. Let me say something else. And if they charge him with anything, it's not the stuff that he should be charged with. Right? What they're, you know, they've got to cut it off at the pass before it reaches Joe Biden, because he's their boy, even though he's very severely brain damaged in the Oval Office. So they must protect the king. It's a game of chess, and they must protect the king. And Hunter Biden might be the queen in this one. Actually, he's kind of a rook, but he might be pawn in Gang of Life, Game of Life, like Mongo in the end.
Well,
but, you know, honestly, I have no confidence in this system. In the Washington Post, like, oh, a Trump holdover, a Trump appointee, twice in the subheadline and in the lead paragraph. So they're already undermining, though the news media is, confidence in our system, which they've already destroyed. You know, they've destroyed confidence in our system of government and the FBI and the intelligence community. 51 crooks in the intelligence community led by the Communist Party voter, penitentiary face Brennan. to lie to the American people about Hunter Biden's laptop. And, of course, the FBI getting a hold of Mark Zuckerberg and telling him to not allow people on Facebook to share the Hunter Biden stories from the New York Post, which the FBI knew to be perfectly true because they had long since secured the laptop, the hard drive themselves. They knew what the emails were. They knew they were all real. They knew it was all true. They actively engaged in a corrupt effort to change the outcome of the presidential election on behalf of the Democrat Party and the Joe Biden campaign. We know that. And
that's another thing. How much of a moron can you be if you're going to be doing drugs and sleeping with hookers and paying them cash? You're the vice president's son. You can put it on a laptop for everyone to see and hear. That's just straight stupid.
Make videos of everything. There are videos of him walking around naked with the illegal pistol in his hand. And look, the form was made public, Eric, years ago, and we saw that Hunter Biden lied on this federal form, which maybe his lawyer, Chris Clark, should acknowledge is a federal felony with the federal grand jury and the federal agent with the federal leak. And, you know, if they started putting people in jail in Washington, D.C. for illegally leaking things to the Washington Post, we'd have to build a new prison the size of a stadium. Because that's their stock and trade. And I'm sorry,
Capitol Hill would be empty.
Yeah, and Capitol Hill, you're right. Adam Schiffless would be in prison. Schumer would be in prison. Nancy Pelosi would be in prison. They're all constantly leaking to the press. And the press is part of the, you know, the process. That's the fascism thing. It's the
let's start Swalwell espionage while we're at it.
Well, and Swalwell with his years-long sexual affair with Fang Fang, the Chinese intelligence operative sent to the United States, who latched onto Eric Swalwell when he was a city council member in California and brought him to the Intelligence Committee in the U.S. House of Representatives, and that's all fine. Dianne Feinstein.
You can't make this stuff up. This world, this place is crazy. I drive a truck in Trans. I tell you what, I hear from all kinds of people all over the country that they see this and they just shake their head, can't disbelieve.
Yep.
They just can't believe what they're seeing and hearing. It's just nuts. And I listen to you on WML for the streaming, but you guys over there got it going on. That's why I listen to you guys. And you guys, you make my morning, let me tell you.
Well, thank you very kindly, Eric. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. You know, we do our best. And you know what we try our best to do? To tell the truth, unvarnished. And we're not spinning anything for you. We're giving you the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. We're giving you the big picture. And, you know, look, I've been in this town for more than 30 years now, and I've been involved with these people from day one. I was up on Capitol Hill interviewing members of Congress and going to the government agencies and departments, interviewing people then assigned to the Pentagon and the intelligence community for 10 years. You know, I've got friends who are federal law enforcement, local law enforcement, and, you know, I bring all that to the and I come from the news media, 17 years at CNN. So I've got their number, you know. I may not be their worst nightmare, but I'm working on it. And then there's Kanye West. You know, he is the Democrat Party's worst nightmare, and that's why they're trying to destroy him. They want to lash him to a tree. And I'm going to get to that, too. Kanye West and Jason Whitlock on the Democrat Party racist gang that they are. There's lots more Hunter Biden. I've got great audio on the Hunter Biden story, too. Thank you, Eric. Great to hear your voice. 888-630-9625.
News organizations need to hold tight and hold on to the truth and stick to the facts.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. No matter the season, talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
From tailgate parties to busy weeknights, the flavor experts at Omaha Steaks made it easy to savor all of fall's flavors with mouth-watering assortments of perfectly aged steaks, ultra-juicy burgers, and easy, ready-in-a-flash comfort meals. Right now, shop their semi-annual sale and get 50% off site-wide. Use promo code SIZZLE at checkout for an additional $30 off of your order. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com, code SIZZLE at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code SIZZLE. Minimum order may be required.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Dun, 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 dun. Also, I'm wearing my I Survived the Wuhan Red Death t-shirt. See? There, I've got to show Jasmine over there in the studio next door with the big window. I had to stand up on my chair. the show, Jasmine. Hey, we also have our, you know, we've got our deep state. We got our deep state. That's the left is coming for your rights. I like the left is coming for your rights is another saying of mine that is great. Isn't that a great saying? The left is coming for your rights because it has left and right. See, the left has rights and we like rights. They like to take them from you because they're not liberals. They're the left. And no one is more illiberal than the left. Mm-mm. At the Chris Plant Store, go to chrisplant.com or Chris Plant Store. Great stuff. Got the. Don't forget about the pint glasses, the beer pint glasses. You get a set of four with different things. We have got Al Sharpton stuff on there, like Resist We Much. We got that. And the Wuhan Red Death and Deep State, the left is coming for lots of great stuff. Some things, so many good things, sometimes I even forget all of them. You know, I can't remember all of them because there are too many good things. And there are coffee mugs and the pint glasses for the beer and T-shirts and baseball caps. Great stuff. Gifts for the whole family, for the neighborhood. You know, the holidays, well, they're kind of far away. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Billy calling from La Plata, Maryland. Billy, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Well, good morning. I'm actually right in front of the world-famous Iverson Mall as we speak.
World-famous.
What I wanted to point out that I had thought for years that I was the only person that had the 12 Dreams of Dr. Sardonicus album still. Your taste in music. Actually, you and Mark Levin and me, we all have similar taste in music. But I got to compliment you. Your quips and your references to Rocky and Bullwinkle and Natasha, it just cracks me up every morning. I'm just wondering, what is it going to take for us to return to integrity in government? How long is this nonsense going to go on? These people just blatantly do whatever they choose to do, unopposed. I put in 5 written requests and 4 verbal with live people to speak to my congressional representative, which is the world-famous Stempy Hoyer.
Ah.
And he's no response, none at all.
Well, he's Steny Hoyer. He doesn't have to respond to you. Democrats are not responsible. They're constituents. He's been there since before I was born, I think.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.